Oh, it's time for my favorite radio program. Mm-hmm.
RadioBBQ.net. You can check us out on the instant messenger at the Brown Lodge. You can also check out the chat room, RadioBBQ chat. Hit us up on the Skype at RUNNDOGG or call us on the hotline 718-360-1413.
What's that?
718-360-1413.
Well, wake up, white people. We're back on the air. I know it's been a while. And
actually, didn't we do a show like a week ago?
I don't really remember it.
Yeah, we did a really, you were really, really drunk for last Monday's show. But last Wednesday's show, I thought you were fairly sober.
Yeah, it's fluctuating in and out.
Yeah, that was odd. I gotta be 100% honest with you. Right now, I've got a very, like, almost, like nervous butterfly feeling in the pit of my stomach. Like, you know, like we do our usual ritual before the show with the high fives. I wasn't even ready for the high five. I wasn't even there for it. I felt a little confused.
You were in the zone a little bit. I thought you were meditating.
You know what it was? I was listening to the theme music and just imagining.
Where the hell did these come from?
You guys
underneath
having your
that
little conversation off microphone? Yeah, I was listening to the theme song and imagining what the new theme song would sound like once I get it all worked out in my head. Then I'm a little crazy, romantically obsessed with. What? So we're
don't
discovering pills just sitting around and you're a little confused by them? My name's Chris, by the way, if you don't know.
I'm Runner. I got a lot of problems.
Apparently. This is why your eyes bulge out of your head when they come into the house.
I'm actually fine right now.
That was quite the discovery.
Who are you?
I'm
weird.
100K.
Romantic.
Yeah, I forgot the show. I forgot how the show starts.
Yeah, I know it's been a while since you've been here for one of these. Although, not that I'm one to talk. I've only been to, like, maybe 3 out of the last 10, because I'm always working late, too. But, you know, today...
No, you've been here for the beginning of at least 7... Oh, yeah, you missed 70% of the beginnings.
Can I exaggerate a little bit? I honestly don't know. It feels like I missed a lot of intros, but I guess I haven't. I guess I do get here all the time.
Yeah, I feel like we haven't done the show in a while. Maybe I know what you're talking about.
It does feel weird. I was sitting here at 7:35 wondering where you guys were. I figured you'd all come by early. We'd have a couple, you know, sit around the fire.
You don't even have a fire in here, do you?
Well, I did, but I put it out because weren't here on time.
Because the place was going up in flames.
That's why he needed us here. Yeah. We had water bottles.
Get it out.
Yeah, no, I went to my mom's house today and did a little bit of laundry. And I didn't leave my mom's house until like 6:30. Then went home and, oh my God, I never hung up my wet laundry. I have a plastic bag filled with wet laundry sitting at the foot of my bed that
that's
I just realized right now. It'll be good. It'll smell awesome later. Actually, inside of a couple hours, it'll still be fine.
But your wife home?
Yeah, I don't like her to touch my clothes. It's not that I don't like her to touch my clothes. She has enough to do with the baby, so I don't like to make it do
why
stuff.
You go? We'll time you.
No, I don't want to leave. I'm actually here for the beginning of the show. The whole show's here. It's a really romantic, special time tonight. Does everything sound okay? Everything good level-wise? You guys sound all right?
I don't know. I don't hear anything really, but that's
you
okay.
Sound too. Oh, you don't hear anything in your microphone? Headphones?
I don't hear myself at all, and I don't hear...
You're a little low. You think it's the mic?
Possibly.
I think you sound fine in my headphones.
Then maybe it's our headphones.
Ooh. So the ones we always use.
But didn't you just say you don't hear me, though?
No, I was having problems hearing me, but I fixed me.
Oh, okay.
And to me, if you listen, when you listen back to the replay, I just screwed with that.
But when I'm not saying anything, I can't hear myself.
It's odd. Oh. You should turn up your internal volume and see what's going on.
Don't you wish you could get down on tape things in your head? Like you were saying before, you've been working out the theme. No, no, no. Let me rephrase that. Don't you wish you like you were talking about working out the theme song in your head? Don't you hate the fact that you actually have to go through the process of recording music? Like, do you ever just have something in your head, like write a song or something, and like it's just like I wish I could just get this out of here and onto the tape without have to actually because it
all
it,
the time.
Yeah, and because it doesn't really come out the
perfect
right way.
You're hearing
yeah,
it.
You know.
Allow me to reference you to the April 9th Brown Lodge show. Right, we had a really big discussion about mind recorders. You actually were involved in the conversation.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Why do you know the date of that?
I honestly just arbitrarily called it out. I don't think that's actually accurate. It's actually probably more like the main...
That's store number 752.
Blah. Yeah, I have issues with that I have memories of odd things.
I understand that. My father would say, oh, yeah, that was, you know, on August 16th, 1973. Because I remember because I worked until 5:30 that day instead of 5.
Why did you bring up August 16th? Are you doing that because you want to bring up that was 48 hours after I had conceived my child and I told my wife that she was pregnant before she had found out from
a
gynecologist?
Well, that's why my dad only worked until 5:30 that day.
I know. I'm glad he took us in on such short notice. Screeching halt. I'm trying to think what I was just thinking. I just totally got...
I love garage bands.
Yeah, oh, that's awesome. Do you like the mind recorder? So you want to get a mind recorder now, is what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah. I probably brought it up the day we talked about mind recorders.
I don't remember.
It'd be so horrible to hear what people are thinking.
See, it's not even so much that for other people to hear. I think just for yourself. Okay, but seriously speaking, like, all right, maybe this is a symptom of my own personal shortcomings and my own personal vanity, that I actually think that what I think is important and I have to get it down on paper a lot of the times, even though there's really nothing you think a guy talks like this smart? Need to know what say brain.
Anything particularly poignant about it?
Yeah, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think there's anything really like brilliant about anything. But I, for some reason, I think I need to write stuff down all the time. Hence why I always have my little notebook or whatever. But you can't catch up. Even if you're taking shorthand, you can't catch up to every thought going through your head. As I'm saying these things to you right now, I'm also thinking five other things at the same time. Well, not necessarily five other things, but like I'm thinking more descriptively. I'm thinking I'm looking at your eyes at the same time.
Is one of them that I'm really cute? Why are my eyes bulging out of my head and I'm finding pills all over the place?
No, see, now that was answered earlier. I'm not thinking that anymore.
Well, because while you're talking, aren't you thinking of what you're about to say? Like while you're talking, those words... already passed through the...
Okay, literally, at one point, one of the things that went through my head was like, what's he talking about? I swear to God.
And then you said it. See, those things, like the words I'm saying right now, it's kind of like how the light you see from
is
the
reflection.
Sun already left like years, thousands of millions of years ago. So it's like the words that I'm saying right now, you're hearing them after I already thought them. There's like a delay, you know? So I'm already planning my next...
How far is the sun, though? I don't think the sun is thousands of years ago.
I think it's billions of years.
No,
it?
Lights are billions of years away. I mean, lights.
Is it the sun light
stars,
years away?
Yeah, no, stars are thousands. I don't think the sun is that far away. I think the sun might be like...
Oh, you're right. The light from a star is
yeah,
like...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I think the sun might only be like, you know, either a couple of hours away.
Yeah, the sun's
away.
Actually like
it's
you
like
need
a short...
to transfer to like two buses. And
right, exactly.
Get there.
It's like a short trip to Rhode Island, maybe.
Yeah.
Like a car trip. It'll be fun. Be hot
if you live on the sun.
I'd say it'd be really, really hot.
It's like
hot.
A short trip to Rhode Island if you lived on the sun.
Yeah, well, wouldn't it be?
Why wouldn't you live on the sun?
Isn't there a song about that?
Isn't that by the Red Hot Chili Peppers? Their best album ever was Mother's Milk is on that guy.
The song about living on the sun? She Loves You by the Beatles, I think. It was.
Breaking the girl.
Feels like I'm walking on the sun. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
By the band that the fat guy's singing? What the hell was the name of that band?
Mountain?
No, all right, I'm thinking of something else. I'm thinking of that like band from a few years ago that had that Walking on the Sun song.
Canadian guys?
Smash Mouth.
Yep.
Smash Mouth.
There you go. Bringing it back home to you. American, Canadian, American rock for you. Speaking of Canadian rock, what in the hell happened to Canadian metal? Canadian Mike, former superstar, regular caller, regular Skyper, regular participator on the Brown Lodge. Apparently, he's lost the directions and doesn't even care anymore.
He's been celebrating for 36 hours because he pulled out Travis Henry in the Brown Lodge draft yesterday.
It's unbelievable. Was that yesterday?
He's a great fullback.
That seems like months ago. It seems like months ago. We did the fantasy draft yesterday. I know you couldn't make it, mainly because you don't...
Well...
I mean, I don't know why you... Why didn't you join the fantasy football
league? Because I was doing my picks.
What sort of picks?
Well, I was picking... let's see.
Yeah, runners going to refer to some piece of paper, apparently.
Oh, I got that in the mail.
I was picking Texas of Ohio State on September 10th. What do you think?
Oh, you're he's doing his college picks.
Yeah, well, I go...
What's the spread on that?
One.
That's going to be a closely contested game, apparently.
You should take Ohio State then if it's one.
And then in the National Football League, I have the Browns over the Packers.
That's an interesting pick.
So you like to pick like more of the middle of the season games. You can't be bothered with opening week or anything.
Everybody jumps right in on the bandwagon. I like to get the ball rolling early.
So you're
get
more
out
like
the,
an
the
October
ball,
pick
you get
guy.
It rolling. Football rolling. Yeah. Sports.
Awesome.
Yeah, my girlfriend, by the way, reached the breaking point because Saturday night I was flipping back and forth between the Mets losing to the Marlins.
Yes.
Wow. As they do. And the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors playing USC on ESPN.
Pick for the week.
I've been a huge fan of Hawaii football for years because they're the Hawaii Rainbow Warriors, which is the greatest name for a football team. But it started when I was like 13 or something because, I don't know, I think I once bet them like on a football sheet that my dad had or something and they covered. Or I bet against them and they covered and I was enamored by the whole thing. Whatever strange reason I end up liking teams. So I was going back and forth, and the score was close. I was psyched. But then I think the last thing I saw, USC beat them by like 50 points or something. So apparently
the rainbow
wasn't very warrior-like.
You know, these things
They dropped the rainbow, by the way.
That was, really?
Yeah, they're the Hawaii Warriors now.
Oh, dude, that's stupid.
They're the Rainbow Warriors. Who are they kidding?
I got to be 100% honest with you. I don't follow college sports at all. The only reason I do anything with college football is to beat you in pick'em leagues, as I think I've done one out of the last 3 years that I've tried. So that's the only reason I do it. I know absolutely nothing. Literally, I go down the line and pick, I just picked a favorite there, so now I'm going to pick an underdog and another underdog. Now I'll pick three favorites. That's the way I make my picks. I have no idea who's going to win anything in football. I mean, in college football. To be quite honest, I don't know anything about professional North American National Football Leaguing as well.
There's a game going on Thursday.
Yeah, I know.
Pickup game.
Yeah, the camera crews are going to be there just in case it happens.
I need a job.
Yeah, there's a game going on Thursday with the Raiders and the Patriots. I don't like the spread.
Wait,
I love the spread.
You're talking about national sports?
There's all kinds of brie and stuff. I'm just not into it,
dude.
Just take a knife and scrape off the sides, put it on a cracker.
Patriots by 7.5 is the spread. Hey, are we doing some kind of thing that like every other radio show in creation has done, where we like do football picks against each other kind of thing? Are we gonna have like
Stone
Lawrence Taylor call in and make his picks too? I mean, Refrigerator Perry.
No, there.
I would love.
We'd have to pay him though, right?
Probably.
Isn't he like a pauper now?
He can make picks. That's how we pay him.
I can make picks for him.
Seriously speaking, I would love to.
I got Miami over the spread.
I would like to.
I like to spread it on the jam and jelly.
In all honesty,
I'm a big man, you know. So in the mornings, it takes me a while to get me going.
For the longest time, about how I wanted to do
refrigerator.
You know,
I fix them now instead of
sports with Runner every week. I would love to get his Stone Cold Lead Pipe Lock of the Week every Wednesday. What do you say? Starting this Wednesday.
The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Who are they playing?
Oakland.
Are they?
Is that possible?
I think they might. I have no idea.
It's possible, but it's not true.
I don't know who
but
they
open. But it's possible.
I don't know who anybody opens against other than my team.
Your team always plays the Browns? Or is that Thanksgiving?
Jacksonville's
or something?
Playing Buffalo, I think.
The Browns always play on Thanksgiving.
Jacksonville's playing Seattle.
Seattle? I don't know. I have no idea. All I know is that the Dolphins are playing the Broncos. That's all I know. I don't pay attention to anyone else's game but my
Bucking Bronx going down.
The Orange Crush. But, yeah, we're sporting it up here, if you guys didn't know. Here on the Brown Lodge, exclusively
on
Radio BB.
I'll work something out for Wednesday.
What's that?
Some, I don't know, some kind of game for us to make football picks. That'll be interesting to
people. But, yeah, in addition to everything else, I just want him to have his Stone Cold Lead Pipe Lock of the Week, if we could do that. So you know what the score, and you're going to predict the exact score of the game, the whole thing. So
MVP?
You do your research. They usually aren't MVPs yardage. Per games, but, yeah, sure.
Maybe he'll change that.
I think we should change our name of our show to the Sports Lodge as well.
What was that a sound of?
It was the kickoff and the guy catching the
kickoff. Do the kickoff again. See, what I heard before was like it was like someone getting kicked and hit with sticks laying on the ground. That's a fun sport.
Ow!
Yeah, it's sports all day, all night, all the time. Here on the Brown Lodge.
Isn't that what happens where the Saints play now?
Yes. I don't know about anything about that. I don't know if you guys want to go in that direction. You can, but
I have no problem. I have no problem going in an anti-animals with sticks direction.
Okay. I just want to let people know they're listening to the Brown Lodge exclusively on RadioBBQ.net. Check us out on the instant messenger at the Brown Lodge. Skype us out at RUNNDOGG or call us on the hotline 718-360-1413.
What that?
718-360-1413. You could also head over to RadioBBQ.net and click on Watch and go to the portal where your friends, the Brown Lodge, have finally got off their asses and updated their cameras the proper way, so we're actually on the RadioBBQ.net forum the way we should be. If you go to our old website, you're going to see pictures from last week. But such is that. I'll fix that when I go home later on. But yeah, so New Orleans Saints, that's their football contester, right?
They sport in the wonderful world of sports.
I hate the way they portray us in the media.
I don't know that the Saints themselves have an issue with the way that they're being portrayed in the media.
I think they do.
Joe Horn probably
does.
They've
given them permission to go down and shoot us.
God.
I wasn't aware that
was hardline imagery.
I didn't understand that was what was happening with the New Orleans Saints. But as long as we're talking about it, I got to be honest. It's hard.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
It's hard.
Is that what you have to be honest about?
It's hard to disagree with Kanye West's statements right there. No, yeah, you guys all know. We don't need to rehash the whole crazy story about what's going on down in New Orleans and all in the South with Hurricane Katrina and all that mess. But, I guess not from a news standpoint of just like, hey, here's the facts. Here's what's flooded and here's how bad it is. But, like, what has happened since the hurricane itself is pretty, it's pretty scary stuff. Now, I'll get to Kanye a little bit later because he's another whole crazy story on his own. But just like, what the F is going on, man? The fact that everything I've read of the stories of being inside the – I honestly don't know the names of stadiums anymore. Is it just the New Orleans Superdome?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if it was like Capital One's Superdome Arena.
No, it's still
Arena.
The Superdome.
Okay. I don't know. But the stories from inside the Superdome, like people have died – in the Superdome, like since they've been evacuated and they're in a quote unquote safe place, they've been killed. There's apparently feces and blood smeared all over the walls inside. And I'm not making this up. Like I wish I was making
they've
it up.
They've given them permission to go down and shoot us.
And honestly, if you're smearing blood and feces on the walls, is that such a wrong idea? I gotta be honest, man. This is pretty freaked out stuff. Like, what's up? Like, you would think the bad part of this was the fact that there was a huge hurricane and a bunch of people died in the streets. Like, the fact that when people were brought to safety, quote unquote.
I'm sorry, just.
What, the gunshot really did it?
No.
That was actually thunder from It's Raining Men.
In America, in 2005, a city as big as New Orleans turned into, like. Like, black dudes on rooftops with guns waiting for people to float by so they could shoot at them. Like, that's what the city became.
Thank too. Come
I'm
again.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize. I don't know the race of all the people that were shooting at people, so they didn't necessarily. They may not all have been black. I'm not sure. I'm sure there were a lot of Jewish doctors standing on rooftops waiting for people to float by so they could shoot at them as well.
I ran out of Vikes. I can't take it anymore.
I don't mean to sidetrack you guys. We'll go right back to shooting. I just want everybody to know. I know you're all concerned. I just got the instant messenger from my wife who was listening to the beginning of the show. She hung my clothes up for me.
Oh. Whew. I got a message from Deja.
She pulled your clothes back off.
No, she saw someone getting a blowjob in a car outside of her house.
Is she in New Orleans? Or?
No, she's in Staten Island.
What?
Wait, who's in Staten Island? Us or Deja? I'm sorry, I was responding to an
incident. I think Deja lives
in Queens, right?
Something like that. I don't know, I didn't want to give out location. But I never see anybody getting head in the cars around here. You? Noggin Hills?
I don't think I've ever seen anyone get head in a car, ever.
Really?
Actually, me and him saw that maybe. Didn't me and you see that? After one of the first Brown Lodge shows, one of the Sunday morning shows, me and Runner went walking to the deli over there, and the two girls in the deli were going crazy because there was like all kinds of action going on in the car. Except the guy was like about 38 and the girl was like maybe 13 or something.
There was definitely something going on in there,
though. Oh, yeah, something creepy and terrible.
Hot.
That's all right, though. I mean, we're closer to the age of 38 than we are to the age of the girl, right? So are we the skeevy old man?
Oh, it was creepy and terrible because he was getting it and not us. That's what I meant.
Oh, okay. Now I understand.
Yeah, no, it was pretty filthy, though, because the girl was really young. It was kind of gross. I think she had braces. I don't know that she had braces, but I just want to add a terrible visual to the whole thing.
She only had the top half. She has to pay off the bottom by doing old men. It's expensive. Are you all right?
Why are you looking at me?
I'm just listening. I'm just enjoying.
22 minutes into the show, and I'm the official racist pedophile of the place.
No. It's cool. You got to understand. In the past couple of years, I've become the father of a little girl, and the idea of little kids getting sexually abused by dudes really, it's gone off my funny meter anymore, just because it's suppose a clear and present danger.
What are you talking about?
Saved by the Bell. You're on the Brown Lodge. Who's this?
Hello.
Hey, who's that there on our telephone line, or is that the Skype line?
It's our Skype line.
Fantastic. Who's this on the phone?
Oh,
Skype.
God damn it.
Computer. Phone. You just hung up on him?
No, critical error.
I was just playing coy. I believe it was Deja. I heard her say hello.
Yes.
But
other people say hello, though.
You know, you remember, like, all the time, she's like, hello, and everyone's like, oh, Deja, what's going on?
Oh, wasn't she on Cheers when she would walk in, everyone would yell, Deja?
Hey!
After she said hello, though.
I can't remember one of the witty retorts that he came back. How you doing, Mr. Peterson? And then it just
what are you up
right
to,
then.
Mr. Peterson? My ideal weight if I was 11 feet tall.
There you go.
yeah, but back to that other thing. I don't think
we're making a phone call, by the way.
Defending the fact that the guy's less than a 13-year-old girl, but
no, we just happened to be a witness.
Really funny. We were just bringing up the fact that we saw it.
Okay, I was commenting on my own behalf why I couldn't comment on that anymore because I have issues with that stuff, and I understand that there's humor to be had, and you guys should have your cherry pickings of all the
wait, was that part of the humor or?
Of all the 13-year-old comedy that you can get? It's just it's something that made me feel odd, so I just was holding my tongue.
We're trying again.
Fatal errors over and over again.
No, now I'm not getting an error.
Brown Lodge, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, holy shit.
You just have to greet them. And then
yeah,
they'll
we actually
talk.
Have to talk into the microphone.
Deja, buddy, how are you? I guess you hate us.
Are you there?
Christ almighty.
Hello.
Hello. There you go.
Hello. There you go.
How are you?
I'm good.
Fantastic. Thank you for calling into the Brown Lodge this fine evening. Well, I got to admit, I'm a little surprised to be hearing from you. I was under the impression that you would be moving and be computerless. Apparently, this is not the case.
No, not yet, because I got all the boxes out of my grandmother and my apartments to the new apartment. But I'm waiting on someone to help me with the furniture and stuff. I'm only so strong of a lesbian, I can't carry that much weight.
Get a couple ratchet straps, strap the couch to your back.
I think I might die. I did that.
Well, why don't we have a contest? Who can go help move furniture?
Who can move the most in the shortest amount of time?
Who could come up with the best pedophile joke gets to go move furniture in Queens? Chris is the judge.
It's not Queens. It's Yonkers.
Same thing.
That's not the same thing. Oh,
okay. In Jamaica.
In Jamaica.
Sorry. And it's in Brooklyn.
I feel like I'm in Jamaica.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
So what's your story? Where are you heading now? Are you going to have computer access at the next place you're heading to? Will you still be able to partake of all the radio bar, BBQ goodness that's out there?
Yeah, I should be able to.
Fantastic. That was a little concern of ours. And it's nice to hear that that's not going to be a major issue. So are you what are things looking like? Where are you heading? Is it someplace you hate, you love, you're not quite sure yet? What's
I like it. It's definitely a better area of Yonkers to live in.
Oh, excellent! So you're moving up in the world, essentially moving on up to the east side,
yes,
to a deluxe apartment in the sky,
leaving the ghetto.
Fantastic! Good for you.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with the ghetto.
Yes, there is. when you frequently see riots, sure there is.
Wait, are we talking about New Orleans?
What town you live in?
No, not New Orleans.
Sorry, I thought we were just back on where we were just a few moments ago with awful, awful guns and guns.
Pain.
Guns and guns?
Guns and
waterlogged
guns.
Guns.
The Hurricane Katrina story.
Well, I don't know. I got nothing.
Well, when you say well, I generally
I've actually got my hands down my pants, feeling my little butt.
Well, I'm doing a good job here. Yeah, I was noticing that. I didn't want to say anything about it. I just thought it was...
I'm kind of bummed out that I'm dropping weight all the time. I'll just be standing here like a bone like by next week.
You've lost weight?
I guess so. I'm dropping pant sizes all over the place.
You can't lose weight. You weigh zero. What are you, in the negatives?
We're getting there.
Yeah, for those of you who have not seen yet, check out the cam portal on radiobbq.net. You can get a good look at Runner in all of his thickened glory. What are you topping the scales at right about now?
I don't know. The scale says like 132.
Nice.
Jesus.
I'm two of him.
No, you're not 260. What are you?
I honestly don't even know what I am. I might be 260.
I'm like close to 210 now.
I feel huge.
I got down to like 2
inside.
Feet.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
I feel skinny. Cool. Except for when I can't breathe after eating.
When I'm putting the fork to my mouth and I'm passing out.
Yeah, I have frequent problems breathing after I eat. That's probably not a good thing.
Can I have a little more botanical with that?
Let's see. Well,
you wipe up with a pancake instead of a napkin.
5'10", 5'9", 5'10", something in that area. Just about 210 pounds. That's overweight, don't get me wrong.
You don't say.
But is that like breathing problems overweight?
But most charts say if you're like 5'4", you must be like 110 pounds. So those charts are a little off.
Nobody
like,
should be 110 pounds.
I'm supposed
pounds.
To be 147 pounds is the lowest weight I'm supposed to be from.
Maybe the
height.
Lollipop Guild should be like 110 pounds.
Lollipop Guild!
I know that I'm supposed to be, for my height, for 6'1", I'm supposed to be 180 pounds.
I haven't been that since high school.
You're out of your mind. Okay. There's no way. Can you bring up an ideal weight website?
Absolutely.
There is absolutely no way supposed to be.
Okay, dude. I'm telling you, being a fat guy that's always
So then I'm supposed to be like 150?
Probably like 165.
No.
185 might be the low side. I might be like between 185 and 190.
Wow, so I'm 50 pounds overweight?
Yeah, that would be considered, you know what that's called? That's the dictionary definition, my friend, of the O word.
No.
No.
That can't be possibly.
50 pounds overweight is obese.
I thought he said 15.
No, 50 pounds overweight.
All right, say
is,
I weigh 210. I'm like 207 or something. So say I weigh 210. I should be 165, you're saying. So
I'm not saying that. I'm just arbitrarily guessing. He's going to pull up a scale.
I'm 45 pounds overweight. What makes you obese? How overweight do you have to
50
be?
50 pounds, I believe, is the dictionary definition.
It's
of,
your window to weight gain.
I think...
Rub it on the window. If the window goes clear.
I have been chewing bacon instead of gum.
I do think it's more. It might not even be 50. It might even be like 30. No, 35 is probably a little.
I think it's like, isn't it 40 something?
It could be. It could be. I don't think it's quite 50. She might be nail on the head there. It might be 40 something. I don't know. I know it's. I don't think it's 50. I know that 100 pounds overweight is when you become morbidly obese, which I have been in the past year.
But you really haven't. No,
see, I think you're off. I think you're a little off.
Okay, dude, pull up the scale.
I think you're tipping the scales in your exaggeration here.
What am I looking for? A fat scale?
Ideal weight. Look up the ideal weight scale. And we plug in our heights in it.
Fat scale. Why don't you just put in fat scale to your company?
Do you want ECP to do it?
Yes, actually. It'll take me a half an hour. I'm putting ideal weight on Google. Let's see what I get.
I'm putting fat scale.
Let's see who gets the answer first.
While you
so I'm 15 pounds underweight. What's that considered? Emaciated?
Unbeast?
What is your height?
I'm like 5'9 and a half.
So you're like,
why don't
you
just look up obesity?
Like same height.
Shouldn't it say?
I would think.
There you go, ideal weight.
Better ideal weight body calculations. Oh,
perfect.
Shit.
A calculator.
Body
lifespan
calculator.
Lifespan may be cut short by obesity. No shit.
That's a damn shame.
Thanks. So, Chris, what do we got for
Let
you?
Let me know what 17 times 6 is while you have that calculator.
Your
up.
Weight is.
What's my height? What is my height?
Six. You're like 6'2"?
No.
You're
no,
asking
no, no.
him your height?
No, I'm 6'1". I'm 6'1".
All
right. It's not like, oh, you have to actually add it in. You don't have, like, that little scale. I mean, you don't have the
17 times 6 is 102.
Nice.
Damn.
Mathing it up on the Brown Lodge exclusively on RadioBBQ.net. While they try and figure out what the ideal weight for 6'1" is, I'm just going to talk a little bit about IMing us at thebrownlodge.com.
What's your weight right now, for some reason?
Yeah, you have to put in a weight, and then they'll tell you what
the
ideal
overweight
weight
I
should
am.
Be.
My weight right now is probably, say, 245, 250.
I just
know.
Put 2 in weighted.
Yeah, my weight is 2.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Now calculate. There's a calculate button on the side. If you put ideal weight in Google, it's the first choice that pops up.
Idealhealth.com?
Yeah.
No, it's...
Right?
Is that what you want? No, it says halls.md. Something or other.
It's well, that's not the first that came up for me.
That's weird.
Maybe different Yonkers Googles? Google is different.
So people's choice ideal weight would be 210 pounds for you.
Okay,
That's cockamamie.
Go to a different website.
Medical.
Oh,
the medical
oh,
recommendation is 144 to 189.
All right, let's hear what's going on here.
Yeah, that's an ad. You're clicking on an ad there. All right, so one website is saying your ideal weight is 210 pounds. I think that's what you're going to get most of the place. As most of the place says. Dude, you pluralize when there's more than one.
I could swear that someplace I read that was supposed to be 185. Hey, man. All right, so I'm in.
Try a different one.
The medical recommendation is 144 to 189.
You weigh 144 pounds.
Okay.
Dude, I'm
oh,
like
that's what you
10
need right
under
there.
That.
Okay.
This
six,
isn't funny.
6 foot one, large framed man, according to healthchecksystems.com.
Hey, your door's opening.
A large
that's me.
A large framed man. I am supposed to be between 168 and 192 pounds for 6 foot one, and I'm not quite 6 foot one. I'm like 6 3/4 of an inch.
Okay.
What is my frame?
Jesus Christ.
I would put you at large. I'd medium to large.
I know, I'm fat, but I don't think I have a large
we're
frame.
We're girling
though.
It up on the Brown Lodge
which
right
which
now.
Tall are you?
I think I'm 5'9".
What tall are you? That was the language I just
either
tried
either 5'9 or 5'10". It's almost 5'10".
I'm supposed to be 122.
Yeah, what's the conversion rate for girls?
I just have two different charts here.
Were you looking at women?
No, weight chart for men. Based on ages, 25.
He's looking on the right thing, if he's looking at women.
Exactly.
Hey, wait a minute.
He's got boobs.
That hurts my feelings. I totally do not. No matter how fat I am, I never got boobs.
I know you don't. Yeah, you don't.
Oh, I do. Look at this.
Those are nice, though. It's a nice A.
Always
used to break my heart that I always had a sunken chest. If I ever tried to work out ever in my life, I could never get any sort of chest muscle whatsoever. Because I worked out.
I don't remember
so
us going to the gym.
You
want to
know
point.
Something though? If I I've weighed 130 pounds in my life, probably less. By probably, I mean definitely less. And I've still had like some slight sagging in the boob area. So I've always had like so a little bit of extra skin there. Honestly, the fact that I'm not
sexy.
A D cup at 200 plus pounds right now is amazing to me.
Yeah, too bad you're not.
So you're
look, it's fun to do this.
You're how tall? Time. How tall are you? 5'10"?
Yeah, let's say 5'10".
And we're gonna put you at a medium build. You're supposed to be between 151 and 163, my friend.
So I'm almost 50 pounds overweight.
There you go, buddy. What are you? You're 5'9 as well?
I'm like same.
Same
okay.
as him.
Okay. I'll put you under small frame, though. And you're supposed to be between 142 and 151. You're the what? How much do you weigh? 132. You're the ideal weight for a small frame, 5'4" person.
What am I the ideal weight for? I'm the ideal weight if I was 6'4" and large frame.
No, you.
Okay, I got it.
What do you got?
An adult has to be between 25 and 29.9 pounds overweight to be considered overweight, if off the scale of what you're supposed to be, and an adult who has a BMI of 30 or higher is considered obese.
Body mass index?
Okay. Yeah, something like that.
So I'm gonna
you're right.
I'm going to go to the BMI calculator. Let's see. I am 6'1".
You fat bastard. Go on diet.
245 pounds, we'll say.
Hey, how is your diet
body
going?
Body mass index.
Have you completely bailed that into the wind? We were watching.
They have an exact way they want it. Yeah, 6'1"?
72, 73.
You should maintain your weight in proportion to the amount of alcohol you drink on a regular basis so you can still enjoy yourself without passing out. That's impossible.
What was that BMI that you were talking about there, Deja?
For
what?
Which one? The obese?
Yeah.
You have to have of 30 or higher
to
be considered obese.
My BMI? 32, my friends.
Put me in there.
I am obese. And I think I'm trimming on my weight there. I think I'm actually closer to 250 now. You're how tall? You're 5'10"?
Say 5'9".
Do the math
inches
for me.
Anyway.
So that's 69 inches, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot.
And do...
202?
No, 210. Do 210. I'm like almost 210.
210. Calculating. Your BMI, my friend? 31. Obese.
Oh.
I'm less obese than you, though.
Just barely. And runner, you are also 6'9", and you are 130.
I doubt he's obese.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I'd be huge.
Congratulations. A BMI value of 19 to 21 is optimal. Good work.
I'm right at where I'm supposed to be.
You are the perfect weight for your size.
I sneeze and I break a rib. I feel real healthy.
Wow, this is great.
Yeah, we're pretty sexy guys. We're talking about our weight. These things happen. It's emotional here. But whatever it is, according to this, I'm supposed to be like 180. Let's say 190. I'm a pretty heavy guy.
You know how I notice how large I am? We have those Brown Lodge pictures that we took here that night. I am amazingly large in those pictures.
I intentionally want to use the picture of us holding the book because my stomach is covered by it. Then you don't notice how enormous I am.
Oh, is that when me and Runner were arguing about a geographical location? You can see our faces in the
pointing.
Picture. Like,
yeah, sure.
I'm pointing and with this confident look, and he's looking back at me like, "What are you, insane?"
Yeah, it's good stuff. We'll actually finally, eventually, one of these days, going to finish our bio and actually have it up on RadioBBQ.net. We're going to put that. I think that's the best picture for us to use because it's. You know, it's discussing world domination and looking at the planet. And just,
well, I want to shrink my BMI. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I understand.
My body mass index is too much.
I want to shrink my BAC because I don't want to have bowel movements anymore because I need to hold everything in before I die. Freaking, oh, my God.
What are you talking about? Dude, you're optimal.
I don't feel optimal.
Honestly, if I was built like you, I'd feel optimal.
Yeah.
Because the fact of the matter is, you've got muscle. I mean, I know this is traipsing into getting too gay here.
You want me to unzip?
No, there's no need for that. I can go right through the pants.
Okay.
You've got muscle tone. You're a strong dude, and you're slender, and you're a sharp bodied man.
And you as well?
No, I'm not.
And
you're lying.
Not a fat guy.
You look like really, you really, you look
everybody
really,
says you are.
You look really good. Thanks, bro. You look really good for a guy that size. That's what it was.
The socks and those Jesus sandals really do great, too.
My wife has been making fun of me left and right lately because I love wearing white socks with flip-flops.
Oh, God. It's disgusting.
As long as you're not doing the whole black socks with the flip-flops
that's
the sandals.
It's pretty...
Both are bad.
They're equally horrific.
But that's traditional old man wear.
You know, for some reason, they're always wearing it with the wife beater tanked up. And
the blue shorts.
Blue
right?
shorts. I never understood that. I always thought it was like boxer shorts that they were wearing outside.
I love that. I talk to my mom all the time. We're like out driving. I'm like, don't let me like do that ever.
Become a little old man?
Yes.
Don't let me become a little old man.
I got to be honest.
I wear the cardigans all the time. The little old man sweaters.
I like the little old man sweaters.
I'm wearing... I have gray socks and brown sneakers on right now. So.
Oh, God.
What am I
rocking? I'm
rocking white.
White.
So I just want to take a second to do a traditional shout-out. As all the hip cats are saying today, I just heard that an old friend, Al, from the band Eyes of Hate, is listening tonight. So, hey, Al.
No way, really?
What's going on, buddy? Just wanted to give a shout-out to you.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Hey! Remember smoking pot in that diner and drinking gin on the radio?
Nice.
Hey, we were on the radio.
Indeed, we were on a...
WFMU.
WFMU, a fairly...
popular
Whoa,
radio station.
Whoa, my God almighty. He's what? Not listening. He died Friday.
Oh, no.
Wow. That really just was about as stick in the spokes as you could possibly get. I just found out via instant messenger from an old buddy of mine that... a singer of a band that we used to be pretty good friends with passed away on Friday. Wow.
How do you read he's listening as he's dead?
A buddy of mine said give a shout out to Al, so I instant messaged him back like, oh, he's listening?
Well, I would have thought that too, though.
And then he said, no, he died. Wow, I'm sorry. Give me, you guys, hold on 2 seconds. I just want to talk to Jay here for a second.
Okay.
Wow. Jeez.
Well, I would understand that too.
He was awesome. I don't know if anybody have ever heard of Eyes of Hate, but you should have because they probably played at any hardcore show that you've been at in the last probably 20 years. They would just show up to shows with their gear and play ridiculous, awesome, old school like Sheer Terror type hardcore. And he was absolutely an awesome dude. Did not give a fuck about anything, and it would have been really a lot cooler if he had been listening right now rather than hearing bad news, because that's all we seem to get.
Do you have the Eyes of Hate CD here? I have them at my house.
I know, I have it in a folder.
I would love to listen to that for break music tonight if you could find it.
I could look around for that. If you look around, there's a lot of CDs. Thousands. That really was not good news. I don't know, everybody, if you never heard of Oz 8 and Al of Hate, you should check him out, and because he's a good guy. And it's really sad.
Yeah, I was just getting the details. Apparently his heart was, he had an enlarged heart and he had a heart attack. I was, you know, when you hear someone like relatively, you know, young passing away, you always think that it's something awful like drugs or something like that. And apparently that wasn't the case. It was just he had an enlarged heart and passed away. Well, that really sucks. So, I don't know, hats off to you. Hats off to you, Al. That's a bummer. It's a real bummer. How's that for an understatement? It's a bummer. Asshole I am.
Right after we were talking about you guys being fat.
That's all I could think of just now.
Oh, man. That was awful.
Yeah, sorry. It just went from, hey, Al's listening. Oh, wait, he's not. That was the most uncomfortable stuff going. Anyway, you're listening to Cringe Radio exclusively on RadioBBQ.net, the Brown Lodge, where we just don't know what's happening to our friends, and we just talk about things arbitrarily. And who
dying.
Knows what's up. Yeah, stuff happens. Exclusively on RadioBBQ.net.
My aneurysm is acting up.
Again, it's flaring up.
Yeah.
You can check us out on the AOL Instant Messenger at the Brown Lodge. When you do it, just don't ask me to shout out to people unless I know if they're alive or dead first, though, if you can. Because it'll make for...
Chris, Jesus is listening tonight.
Hey, Jesus, man, you're the best!
Oh, shit, that cross thing.
Apparently, there were some nails and death involved. Sorry, buddy.
Lenny Dykstra?
Hey, Jimi Hendrix is listening.
No, he said nails. I think Jimi Hendrix is listening sometimes. I whisper in my house sometimes because I think Jimi Hendrix is listening.
Hello? I did ketamine one night and I was talking to myself. I think I was talking to Hendrix. Way too much.
I never took ketamine. But you want to know something?
Don't do lines of it like you would normally do.
I'll never do any drug ever again, but honestly, the weirdest thing I ever took believe it or not, with all the terrible things, Ambien freaked me out the most. The sleep aid that you take to fall asleep. Because if you don't fall asleep,
right.
Plus I think you're supposed to take like one, so I guess if you take like five or six, it also has a different effect. But like, if you don't fall asleep on Ambien, you'll just be completely freaked out. I've talked to plants. I made my ex-girlfriend at the time take me in the house because I thought they... I said, look at all the people there laughing at me. I thought there was like a table of people in my backyard.
Did you
like,
see a giant penguin?
At me. What?
A giant penguin.
I didn't see a giant penguin, but I'm sure he was just waiting for the plants to invite him over.
Because he was hiding in the corner just laughing.
And I called that same girlfriend. That same ex-girlfriend at the time, I called her a different time I took Ambien because a mutual friend of ours used to say, hey, you should take these. They're cool. So I did. So I
it was the one we all know and trusted. Hey!
No. It was a different one. But I'm sure it's somebody you know. And we were at his house. And afterwards, I took the Ambien and like the streetlights started getting really weird on the way home. And I was like, wow, I was drunk too. But then, like, when I got home, I was just like, she dropped me off at home, and then, like, I'm laying in the bed, and, like, all of a sudden, I'm like, I called her up, and I was like, wow, you don't even understand this. It's so crazy, because, like, the plants are talking to me, but they're not making any sense. Like, the thing that was weird to me was that the plants weren't making any sense. Not that
the fact that they were talking.
And she's like, what the hell are you talking about? And she, like, flipped out, and then I convinced her.
And you just yelled, what am I talking about? What are they talking about?
Uh-huh. And I
convinced her that I was just really tired, and I was half asleep when I called her. And she would tell people after that, yeah, you want to know what a jerk he is? He was half asleep, and he thought the plants were, and everyone was just looking at me like, oh, yeah, you were half asleep, huh?
Sure you were. But are you taking it to get high? Like, I've taken to sleep because I have a problem sleeping.
To enhance my drunkenness.
And you were just trying to stay awake on it?
I just did. I had no idea what it was. I was sleeping.
You were
like,
doing it with alcohol? That's intelligent.
Well, I've done a lot of intelligent things in my life that we won't get into now. But yeah, I was just like, I was taking it to like, because I thought it was going to get me a little woozy. You know how like people will take like some kind of a painkiller with alcohol, which is also a good idea always. But like, I thought it was going to have that kind of effect. I didn't know it was going to make foliage talk.
People take like Vicodin with like a glass of wine.
Yeah, I took six Ambien a night full of drinking.
Try like a case and like 10 Vicodin. Smoking some angel dust.
All you kids out there, don't take Ambien.
Don't take it and try to stay awake. Do what you're supposed to do and go to sleep. It's nice.
Yeah, don't take any of that stuff.
Take other drugs, but not sleeping pills.
Take it the way that the doctor prescribes it. I have a specific memory of being at the bar on Staten Island, a place called the Rock Palace, or at the time it might have been Billy O's. I don't remember what name it went under. With Runner sitting at the bar, we were both on mushrooms and ecstasy at the time, and we were drinking Red Devil sitting at the bar, and someone came over and handed us a handful of blue cutout Valiums, and we were just taking one with every drink. It got to the point that there were probably 10 or 12 Valiums that got popped out of the throat while, when we're washing them down with liquor and mushrooms and ecstasy all at the same time.
We used to just ram concoctions of chemicals into our body. It didn't make a difference,
Valiums,
and then just go driving.
Did you really?
Yeah, I almost I took a bunch of Valiums, and I didn't think they were working. So for some reason, instead of just saying they don't work, I just kept taking them all night. And then all of a sudden, like, I woke up the next morning with, like, the hospital tag things on my chest.
Oh, God.
Yeah, luckily my mom found me to make things very comfortable. It's always good when your mom finds you and you're blue. Actually, I guess it is luckily because I wouldn't have been here if she hadn't.
So then at breakfast the next day, so 100K, because that's what she calls your home. So about that overdose yesterday.
Yeah, I woke up in the morning and I said to her, what are these things, these plastic things? I was all mad and groggy. And she's like, what are those things? And I was just like, oh, Jesus.
Something happened. I'm running out of adrenaline shots. 100K.
She's not going to say you got a big promotion last night, don't you remember?
Allison says codeine and a glass of wine is best.
She's right. I don't know if it's the best, but it's
doctors
mellow.
Recommend you don't mix those.
Willowbrook Park with your buddy Joe that you work with at MTV. Tylenol and codeines and tons of Budweiser's. I remember another specific night that was a really, really good time. As we were laughing to each other saying, like, dude, if we could drink like a 6-pack to a 12-pack and be happy, so give you an idea of the time frame, we were probably like 17 at the time. If we could drink like a 6-pack to a 12-pack and be happy, all we have to do if we take these some codeines is like maybe 3 beers each. A case later, just the two of us was like, I'm not knowing what's going on in Willowbrook.
He does get like that when he's drunk. Me and him have drank
I'm getting instant messages from Allison Wright saying she can't believe that we're still alive.
I did ecstasy and then smoked crack. No, wait, was it crack? No, it was, yeah. It was
I never smoked crack in my life.
I got ecstasy for free. I went to SROs, and then later on that night, smoked crack.
All right. You're listening to the Drug History Show exclusively on RadioBBQ.net.
We're just letting it out on the radio.
On the Brown Lodge, exclusively all
the time. I'm just going to post my chart up on the forum.
Yeah, it's a... You say you never smoke crack. I think that there's...
Interventions on the television.
Yeah, we're getting a commercial for the A&E show, Intervention, at the same time. I mean, I've been drug-free for quite a few years now. I mean, I still drink, obviously. That's probably my biggest demon of all, because I can't seem to kick that one.
I haven't done any drugs in a few years.
Me either.
Do you do caffeine?
No.
Caffeine's a drug.
Well, I've snorted caffeine. Lines of it.
Yeah, I think when we're saying we don't do drugs...
But when you shoot caffeine, it's not really all that bad.
Exactly.
But yeah, we've all got some pretty sordid pasts. Like I said, I've been clean for a long time. But yeah, pretty much if it existed, I've done it at some point or another. And I think almost everyone's going to say that. I thought you could have said that too, 100K. I didn't know you never tried crack before.
I never smoked crack. I never smoked PCB, more commonly known as angel dust.
That's my favorite of all time.
I've never done either of those things.
If someone walked in this room with angel dust, I would smoke it right now without even thinking twice about it.
Me too.
I love angel dust.
I've never done either of those two things.
Put scabs on your
brain. Actually, crystal meth either. I've never taken that either.
No, I've never done that either, but that's a California kind
of thing. Or ketamine, which you just mentioned.
You've never done special K?
No. I've done 100K. I've never done special K.
I've done all. I've done crystal meth.
The first time when we did that, our buddy... You know, took the had the vial of it and cooked it up in a frying pan on our buddy's stove and made
a crank essentially.
And we were hanging out with the straight edge kids at the time, and they got really freaked out and they took off, and then
party poopers.
Yeah, they didn't really believe all the rumors were true. But that night, that was the night I was talking to myself. I was pulling my hood over my head and hearing voices in my buddy's living room, just rocking back and forth, while
him and his sister, in
tandem, back and forth, throwing up into the sink. Because you're not supposed to do a lot of it like you would do a normal.
Doctors recommend a smaller amount.
Yeah, you're not supposed to synthesize animal tranquilizer into a powdered form and then snort like five inch lines of it.
I'm getting such stomach pains right now thinking of doing drugs.
At what point? Remember, I mean, a few weeks back, the way that when Deja first called into the show, we talked about what is that point when you go from having a home one day to being homeless the next. What is the point when you go from being like a dude who has a couple of beers and smokes a joint to the fact that you're
that's a huge thing in like
the only answer.
The fact that you're speedballing and laying on your bathroom floor and your friend walks in and you're looking up at him saying, "No, everything's cool, man, what's wrong?"
That's a huge thing.
Our buddy,
that happened 1992
usually for a lot of us. But a good the friend of ours who let me know about Al from Eyes of Hate a few minutes ago, I was in a band with him and his brother at the time, and his brother shows up at my apartment, and I'm just laying on my bathroom floor with blood streaming out of my arm trying to convince him, "No, dude, everything's cool. Everything's fine." I'm speedballing.
You're like Nikki Six or Motley Crue.
So you know what? I'm going to go on record and say that the fact that I haven't done those four drugs gives me the least sordid drug history of the three of us.
Oh, you definitely... I don't know.
The least sordid? Yes. The most... But I would go so far as to say that of the three of us, you probably have had the most severe addiction.
What about heroin? Who's done that?
That's what we're talking about here, but I don't know if we're allowed to talk about it on the air.
You can talk about it.
You keep breaking up for me.
Oh, really?
It's probably better, because this isn't stuff...
You want to mention the fact that my name might have been 100H a couple of years ago? You can do that.
Yeah,
you know what? I have no problems talking about it. I haven't done any drugs in a few years. I'm very clean now. I even showered tonight.
Every one of us in the room has done heroin. I would say that every one of us in the room has shot heroin, but I don't think that runner has.
I'm afraid of needles.
Yeah,
except for the tattoos thing.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of them anymore. But for a long time, I used to shoot cocaine like it was going out of style. Why? By the way, I know the people that I work with may be listening to the show. But I'm just realizing maybe I shouldn't be discussing this anymore.
Yeah, nobody I work
it's
with.
It's been years.
This is a bit. It's a bit for the radio.
Years.
It's a joke, guys.
I actually remember.
About?
There's actually a possibility that if we any of obviously we're joking, we've never done any drugs.
I don't
of course,
even know what you're talking about.
There might even have been a night where I called Chris after I had tried to stop doing certain drugs that you inject. That I called him and I told him that I was in that I just shot cocaine, and his reaction was, "Oh, all right, so
everything will be okay."
Like, all right, it's not so bad. At least it's not heroin. Like shooting cocaine, it's fine.
In my mind, it was for a long time. By the way, we got I just got another instant message from Miss Allison Wright. Curious if we'd ever tried opium. I smoked opium with you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
See, that's
I smoked opium actually just when I was working on Viva La Bam. On a mountain.
Let me ask you something.
Some guys, like, just I just ran into some opium dudes. They actually called me home, like, a couple months ago.
I don't know. It's more ridiculous the fact that you ran. Deja, what did you say? I'm sorry.
I said, what is he sitting in a lotus position while doing it?
Yeah, like, well, the fact that you're sitting on a mountain smoking opium or the fact that you ran into some opium dudes. I don't know which is more ridiculous.
I was actually waiting for a naked guy to come down on a shopping cart I was shooting. But I ran into some guys who gave me a ride on a snowmobile.
Were you in a den? Were you in an opium den?
It was a little shack on a mountain. And I thought I was going to be killed when we walked inside. It was just kind of desolate. Like, I felt like I was in that big empty warehouse and Reservoir Dogs, and I was just somebody's gonna put a plastic bag over my head and then just start fucking my ass or something. It would have been horrible. But I just wound up smoking opium and running a camera.
I don't know where it just turned into some sexy story.
Well, it was my fear.
See, what is this opium?
It turned out all right.
You're afraid opium, it was gonna be too sexy.
It was
sexy?
Like hash.
Isn't opium like everything though? Isn't like heroin
that's an opiate, yeah.
Tool album, very good.
So there's something called pure opium.
Yes, like, you know opium.
So that's the thing in China that they would smoke, that Johnny Depp smoked in From Hell.
Yeah,
I didn't see From Hell, but I would.
And he drank absinthe, which is a bunch of shit too that makes you all crazy and high. I don't know.
Vinny
just tasted like I was drinking.
Vinny Van Gogh lost his ear because of that.
Because of absinthe.
Yeah, cut his ear off because of absinthe.
That's why.
I remember.
A woman.
I remember that when I smoked opium, it smelled really nice. But it basically was the same thing like smoking hash.
Yeah.
It was like really nice smelling hash, which is basically just like pot.
If you don't hit up on hash for a while, I mean, you take a couple of hits, you'll be good and zooted.
I'm uncomfortable now.
You drug free since '86?
Yes.
Yo, rock the hardcore. You like Youth of Today, Gorilla Biscuits. You listen to a little
instead. I think they're music free since '86.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not straight edge.
Oh, you don't have straight edge?
I'm not straight edge. I just don't do drugs because I feel it'll fuck with my little brain cells that I have.
That's very, very
that's
smart.
Actually,
very, very smart thing to do. Because if you wind up,
you're very.
No, it's good.
Hello?
Yeah, not to have an after school special moment, but.
That's Runner's head hitting the microphone, by the way.
Not to have an after-school special moment here, but sometimes I think back and I start to get nauseous, I think, with disgust at the amount of drugs I've done and how many years it's consumed of my life.
The fact that
it kills me.
The fact that, yeah, like, you don't want to come off, like, preachy or anything, but as we're talking about it, the main thing that I'm thinking of is just, like, God, we're really lucky. God,
yeah, I start
really
getting
lucky.
Stomach pains. Like, she doesn't even know the half of it, honestly. I can't believe you guys are still alive.
Yeah, I mean, it's... The fact of the matter is we do have a more than a few friends that aren't alive anymore because they did the same stupid stuff.
Yeah, sometimes
stuff
I think, wow, I can't believe we all made it, and then I remember we didn't. And
we
it's
didn't
like,
all make
know.
It, yeah. Not to get all, you know, extra sad, like one thought of friend death in a show isn't enough. We're going to have to start getting into a whole bunch of them. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it really is crazy that we did what we did. And this is, I mean, it almost sounds like as we're doing it that we're glamorizing it because it is, like, it's kind of funny if you think about it. When you're looking
well, because
at
we're
it,
thinking of that, a past situation, yeah, specific funny things, and you know.
Yeah, and you're thinking about like we've got through it. We got through it. It's not something that we're glamorizing.
Yeah, we
it's
didn't
not
really
something...
have those nights when like you know the engine rips through the middle of the car and takes out half your body and you know like does terrible damage, like one of our other buddies who became half retarded, and then now is fully back together, but. I mean, it could go really bad, and we're not really glorifying it, but we are retarded, and we did these things to ourselves voluntarily.
And thankfully we're done with that.
We're here for it.
Woo! uncomfortable drug tales from your stupid friends at the Brown Lodge, exclusively on RadioPBQ.net.
As long as you don't investigate around Rhonda's room too much, you're relatively drunk.
Yeah, what was that all about?
Ex-druggies.
Yeah, I'm having problems.
Two-thirds of the show are ex-druggies, without question. I'm not saying anything, but I will point and whistle.
Hey, wait, that was me whistling.
I'm 100K. I'm an ex-druggie.
My name's Chris.
I hate the way they portray us in the media.
Yeah, the media portrays us as drug addicts all the time. It's I'm getting sick of that.
It's so messed up. Honestly, dude, like feces and blood smeared on the walls. You want to talk about crazy madness? You're safe, and you're taking craps on people and stealing. Like, why are people insane? Like, I understand, like, you're freaked out. You're totally, totally freaked out. Your world is ripped apart. You don't have a house anymore. You don't know what the hell's going on. But, like, you just start, like, you start shitting and bleeding everywhere and not thinking twice about it. Like, what the hell?
I'm starving over here! Paint my name on the wall with feces!
Yeah, like oh, I can't even believe I don't have a house anymore. Blah, let me slice myself up. Like, what the hell, dude? You could still go to the bathroom and wipe. Like, and be a human.
Be glad they haven't started throwing it around yet.
What do all the gorillas do when you go to the cages?
We don't know, what happened in the Superdome, really, so it might have, you know...
It really,
it's empty now, but...
It's not so super anymore.
Yeah, oh, man, like, honestly, how...
It's super with a C.
How are you going to watch any football game this year involving the Saints and not just, you know...
Say,
like,
ew.
Oh, like, you know, in the TBL league, guess who's my quarterback? Because I missed the draft.
You're in the league?
Why?
Yeah.
I got to join this thing.
It's dude, it's already filled.
Is it Aaron Brooks?
Yes, it is.
That's odd because I was going to pick up another Aaron from the same team. I was going to grab Aaron Stecker as one of
my
backups.
Ew, he doesn't even have a home.
I know. I'm so screwed. In the TBL league, my QBs are Steve McNair and Aaron Brooks.
Hey, wait a second.
Yikes.
I don't get my automatic like TBL spot.
You had to join the league, dude. We've been talking about this fantasy football league for like 2 months.
But I don't get an automatic click in the league?
How could you do that? It's done.
All right, I'm shutting everything down.
What do you?
I'm not paying the cable bill anymore.
I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
I wanted to get Namath and Rockne, and
you know what? You
Rockne.
You can have both of them in the league.
Really?
You have Namath, Rockne, and who else you want to give him? Theismann.
Do you want Walter Payton?
Vince.
Yeah.
Body?
I didn't want to. You know, big shout out to Walter Payton. I hear he's listening.
I want Michael Jordan. Did he die tonight? Sorry.
Uncomfortable.
He could have the 1986 New York Giants defense.
Yes. Can I have that Bears song as my theme song?
What was it?
Super Bowl Shuffle.
Nice.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, you know, I love sports rock. I love sports rock when the band does something. You, 100K, you have the Mets...
Get Metsmerized.
And, you know, the Let's Go Mets Go, obviously, one of my favorites of all time. You got the Super Bowl Shuffle by the Bears. What else you got?
Right after the Bears did the Super Bowl Shuffle, a bunch of teams did songs, but I don't really remember now.
Didn't your team, the Atlanta Falcons, do some sort of Dirty Bird
thing?
Dirty
Birds, yeah.
And they were a big part of the Too Legit to Quit video, too.
Yes, I was going to say, I thought that MC Hammer had something to do with that whole thing.
I thought he was like
he's
a...
From Atlanta.
He's from Oaktown. Oakland. He was like a ball boy for like...
So what the hell he got all the Falcons in his video for?
Because he probably lives in Atlanta now.
Wah, wah.
Didn't Atlanta get washed away?
I'm from the Oaktown and I'm known as such.
They spread feces on the walls in that town.
And they didn't have a flood. They have no excuse in Atlanta. They just like blood and shit on the walls. Sorry, I don't usually willingly openly curse on the show. I apologize.
It's all right. There's got to be more than one of us.
Gee, you think it's all right that there's cursing on the show? I'm
shocked.
I think
it's freaking fine. Flarging fine.
Wow.
There's always the Meet the Mets jingle.
Meet the Mets.
Meet the Mets.
Meet the
Mets. Meet the Mets.
I used to think they were saying hot dogs, beanbags, all that shit.
Meet the Mets, greet the Mets, come right, step right up.
Well, there's two different versions.
Meet the Mets is twice, and then... Greet the Mets, isn't it?
Step right
up
and greet the Mets.
Greet the Mets.
What was that?
Was it something?
Hot dogs, green grass, all out of Shea.
Guaranteed to have one heck of a day.
Yes,
like
you are.
Nice.
What was the really annoying song that was on from like the Dog Boys or the Dog something?
Who
like
let
that?
The dogs
oh,
out?
Oh, Who Let the Dogs Out?
That was a Met song.
No, they connected it to the Yankees a couple years
during
ago.
The Subway Series.
I would say that's basically.
It was like Who Let the Yanks Out or something.
Yeah,
that's
generally sports. Like everybody, like.
Do we lose?
I think we might have just lost her because she was.
Hello?
I know there she is. I was saying
she went to go buy Who Let the Dogs Out.
I had to download that really quick. I forgot how it was.
They had that one during the World Series against the Yankees, and the Yankees had that terrible. Terrible song.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, there you go.
Is that the same dudes?
No.
No.
Who Let the Dogs Out was a song by a band called the Baja Man.
Baja Man, yeah.
Who let the, hey, how you doing is some guy actually from Queens, and his niece works at the bagel store around the corner from us that you always go to buy beer. She, I don't know.
It's something terribly Italian.
She's one of the girls that must have pointed out the sex going on in the car, the illegal sex.
She might have. I don't know.
Yeah, so what does this guy do, though?
You don't remember, hey, how you doing? And
I'm looking it up.
The whole song is part of the concept behind the song is they talk about the, what do you call it? I'm sorry, there was a little explosion here. They talk about the
explosion.
No, Runner was just making sure he was taping wrestling, and it got really loud for a second, distracted.
He started beating the TV up. It confused me.
You have to turn the volume up and then shut it off.
What part of the song that drove me insane is they talk about that, you know, that ugly stadium in Queens. Not that ugly blue stadium in Queens or purple stadium in Queens, even though I don't remember the stadium being purple, but I could
smell it. It is ugly.
I think the phone just broke up a little bit. It said, sorry that we're going to have to let Deja go so early after saying all the things about the greatest stadium in sports. It actually is the worst stadium.
Yankee Stadium.
Oh, it's not the worst stadium.
Yeah.
Shea Stadium's not the worst, but they got to do something about the bathrooms already.
It's pretty close.
It's like Superdome-style bathrooms in there right now.
Feces and blood.
Wasn't How everywhere. You Doing a Z100 creation?
Very, very well might have been. I could have swore I heard it on, you know, on all the time.
I know, but I think they were like one of the first, like, They were claiming it as theirs.
All the song is, right, is how you doing over and over again. Ha ha, you doing? Ha ha, how you
no,
doing?
No, there's
lyrical quality.
Attacking the Mets.
Well,
guaranteed to have the time of your life.
I went
to the older version.
Because the Mets are really socking the ball, knocking those home runs over the wall.
See what happened is, originally they had the guys singing Meet the Mets. It was a bunch of guys singing. Then they recorded the newer version like in the 80s with a girl singing it. They got hip.
Oh, the butcher and the baker and the people on the streets, where'd they go? To meet the Mets.
Obviously.
Oh, they're hollering and cheering and they're jumping in their seats. Where do they go? To meet the Mets. This is, oh man, that was our buddy Jason that was just letting us know that he just signed off and wanted to talk to him more about Met Rock.
Apparently the How You Doing song was so terrible that I can't find it on Google.
It's sad. Just wait until the Yankees make the playoffs again, like 2-3 years from now, and you'll hear it again.
two, three years from now. All right.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Did I get a little confused? I'm sorry.
Yanks the wild card.
Excuse me, we own the wild card right now.
Are they their first place in the wild card right now?
Yes, we are.
Honestly, I stopped paying attention when the Mets were
half a game out
of
Oakland. I think
you're 2.5 back. I think.
Well, I said I stopped paying attention when the Mets were a half a game out and then decided to lose like 105 games in a row. So I stopped paying.
The
attention.
Mets are the luckiest team on earth. They're like they're still 2.5 games back, and they've just been losing every day.
Yeah, it's insane.
The problem isn't how far back they are. The problem is that they're just playing the hardest games. Every game except for the last four is with a team that's like still in playoff contention, and so it's, you know,
they're in the toughest. They're also in the toughest division in baseball.
And their out of division games are four in St. Louis with the best team in baseball this weekend. Good stuff.
You're listening to Sports Rock, sports, all day, all night here on RadioBBQ.net. We're the sports guys doing sports the way we know how. Feces ball.
I was looking on Z100's site. They just said the How You Doing Boys.
Oh, great.
That's the name of them.
Because they made a Christmas song, the 12 Days of Guido Christmas.
Oh, God.
Oh, for the love of God.
Zipperhead Christmas.
I feel ashamed to be Italian right now.
Minchia.
Me too.
You know, I'm a little confused. I was so obsessed with listening to the Met song, I wasn't paying attention to what was going on in the chat room. Apparently, Craig Coleman is hearing some lip coming from Deja and describing you as a little bit sassy. Did I miss something? Did something happen?
I'm sassy. I'm flirtatious. I'm apparently straight, according to Craig Coleman.
Well, he would know, right?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Wow.
No.
Wow. Just making a joke.
Talk about like, no, that's not something we're going to be joking about today.
Sorry, assholes. Fuck you.
Turn down the sass knob is what's coming in. See, now that right there, that no, absolute sass. Sasserific, if you will.
By the way, so I see something about CNC Music Factory in there. One half of them are dead.
Clive Ellis or Cole?
I don't know.
Is he listening to the show?
Yes.
You know, I hear he's listening. Just want to say what's up to him tonight, whichever the guy he is.
This could be a new bit. Shout outs in heaven.
Oh man. You want me to play it?
I'm gonna try and find something this week and maybe do something. You know what? I say that all the time and I never do a damn thing.
That's because you never write it in that little book of yours.
I don't have a pencil.
The same could be the Hulkster in heaven.
Let's see.
One of the worst songs
ever. In heaven. You know what, man? You know what is even worse than that, though? Is the Christmas song about the kid who wants nothing but a pair of shoes for his
mom
to wear for Christmas.
Oh, Christmas shoes.
Because she's dying of cancer, you mean?
No, the Santa Claus has got the AIDS this year from Tiny Tim. I have the 7-inch. Santa Claus has got the AIDS.
See, you know what? You want to know something,
honestly?
He
won't be spreading all his Christmas cheer. You don't know that one?
Tiny Tim. I know that song. I know that song.
It's disturbing.
Tiny Tim singing about Santa Claus having AIDS isn't nearly as disturbing as a serious song about a kid's mother dying of cancer. And let me just give her these shoes before she dies. Like,
are you arguing the validity of the horror of AIDS with someone not having shoes?
It's obviously worse to have bare feet.
Doesn't he call it, like, Jesus shoes?
Yeah, but it's worse because it's like...
What's the name of the song? Is it Jesus shoes?
It's the Christmas shoes, I think. That's the Jesus sandals.
Oh.
That's I have to get Jesus
it's
those sandals this week.
It's my new song. It's called the Christmas shoes.
And then they made a movie about it, too, like a Hallmark movie of the week.
Oh, God.
Really
like my mother's dying of cancer. Please let me get her these shoes.
Valerie Bertinelli and like, Meredith Baxter Burney in
that was
Christmas
designed to
shoes.
Depress people.
Yeah,
you know, the Tiny Tim AIDS.
Greg Evigan in Christmas shoes.
Yeah, it's
sometimes
a quirky
I think
odd.
That things that are supposed to be so legitimate are way more disturbing than like you know things that are just obviously designed to be like effed up, like Santa Claus has AIDS or whatever, the Ween song about AIDS, you know, like...
Do you think Tiny Tim did that to be messed up?
I think Tiny Tim was insane at the time, and that's probably, like, what...
I think he thought it was legit.
Isn't he, like, an uber-Christian Tiny Tim? Isn't he super,
He's,
Actually,
well, he's dead.
Big shout-out to Tiny Tim. I hear he's
shout
listening
out
tonight.
To, yeah, he's Fiddle in Heaven, my brother, Fiddle in Heaven. Wait, or ukulele. Same thing.
I know where I got the Jesus from. It's for, because he wants her to look beautiful
when she meets Jesus. Jesus Christ, that's right.
That's effed up. That is so effed up.
In all honesty, man, he's the worst. Who did that song?
New song.
That little kid.
Who is it?
I don't know.
New song.
New song?
Yeah.
That's the person's name?
It's the name of the band, yeah. Or whatever, whoever came up with it.
Yeah, they're awful.
Hey, do you take the ferry or do you take the bus?
I take the express bus.
You ever wind up taking the ferry lately?
No, I never take a ferry. I hate the ferry.
There's
a guy on the ferry that says shine. Actually,
not anymore.
He's trying to shine the Christmas shoes.
I got news for you, dude. He's not dead. I saw him a week ago in front of the Trinity Church.
Are you sure?
100% positive. Sitting in front
of the Lincoln Town Car, dude. He's shine shoes.
In front of the Trinity Church where there's like the line of like six or seven dudes out there shining, the shine guy from the ferry from like 15 years ago right there.
And I was he just retired.
Shine my guy.
He was on New York One because he retired. Retirement wasn't treating him well.
I suppose not. He just needed a nickel here or there. Nice picture.
The guy would charge you like $3.
Shine.
I don't know. I never really got shined.
I've been shined.
To shine.
He used to shine my head.
But,
I downloaded a whole Kaja Gugu album last week.
Sorry
to
hear that.
I swear to God when I meet him with my shoes.
I believe you. Your sins.
You know, as ridiculous as it is to pay $3 for a shoe shine from a guy on a ferry, the only thing that's a little more ridiculous is if you ran into Josh Gronow. You familiar with Josh Gronow?
Isn't he like a singer now, a popular singer?
No, it was a good try, though.
Okay.
Josh,
he's a singer.
Sorry, John Gronow. I'm sorry, I can't read my own handwriting.
You're thinking of Josh Groban, the singer that I was thinking of.
John Gronow is selling bottles about a liter each for $43 each, a bottle of Welsh Air. Soak that
he
in.
Went to Wales and bottled air.
Soak
and
that
what
in
do you
for
do
a
with
second.
It?
Soak that in. He's selling bottles of air.
Isn't there oxygen bars in the city?
For $43. That's even a little different, though, because if you're super, like, if you're looking at getting a super concentration
Ooh,
of oxygen,
fish.
You know, it might do something.
Where are those places?
You've never heard of an oxygen bar? They're all over the place.
No.
I don't know about all over the place, but there's definitely a few.
There's a couple. Mm-hmm. But what do you do with the air?
Apparently, it's for his countrymen from Wales that are homesick, and they want to smell that fresh Welsh air again. And
are they aware it's for one-time use?
apparently. Here's what I'm thinking as the whole thing is. As ridiculous as it is that it's a stupid scam, how does he bottle it?
He holds the bottle up and runs really fast and then pops a cork in.
I don't understand how you could legitimately bottle it.
He bottles it in Wales.
That was it.
The last air to get in there is in Wales.
He doesn't have to do anything. All he has to do...
on the same page.
He basically just opens up... No, you're saying he has to run and hold it. Like,
he just can open a bottle.
He has to open a bottle and then
the
close
sky,
it.
Go, like wave it around, and then catch it. Like, you'd be catching a fly.
But there has to be some
air.
Motion, right? Like,
why would
you,
have
you can't just
motion?
Open it and then close it. You have
but
to run
all the
and
air
try
in Wales is Welsh air.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless he bought the bottles from New York and then he's diluting it and polluting it with New York air.
That honestly, that would be a ripoff, dude. I wouldn't be getting my $43.
You got some recycled
New
York
air. Smells like dumpster dirt. You just like
open it. Like, how do you get
smells
a refund?
Like a hot piss grate.
It'll just reek of urine.
Nice.
Open it up. Smell. Wait a minute. This doesn't smell like Welsh air. I'm going to return it. Seal it back up. Bring it to him. This obviously has New York air in it. Smell it. I just don't. It's the craziest concept in the world. But you know what? Hats off to the dude. He's getting $43 a pop.
If you bought that and dropped it, would you just drop to the ground quick and start going?
Start licking the floor.
Ooh, my country, my freedom.
I just don't.
I love Braveheart.
I don't understand the concept. Braveheart won the Academy Award.
See, why don't this? If this guy was smart, he would sell a full tent.
Okay, dude,
zipped
you're not
up in Wales.
Let's just understand something.
With
if
fresh
the guy
air
was smart,
from a tank.
Oh yeah, that's
if
right.
If the guy was smart, he's getting people to buy bottles of empty air
bottles.
For $43. I think he's an effing genius. He's an absolute effing genius.
I'm sure we paid like $15 for a glass of draft beer somewhere that we probably vomited up in an alley somewhere. If not worse.
$15 for bad beer?
Deja, will you pay $17 for a bottle of Brown Lodge air? I'll close it up right now.
I'll give you two.
200?
It's filthy. It's absolutely filthy. The Brown Lodge air, if you open it up, they're like plants in the room.
Actually, Brown Lodge air is ice cold right now. It's been blowing on my back, and I'm going to have pneumonia by the end of the night.
Shut it off.
No, leave it. It's fine.
You should leave the air conditioner on because I will sweat really bad if it's not on.
I got to
make you sweat.
Dude, do you remember my BMI is 32? We can't have the
Yeah, mine is 31. I shouldn't be complaining about the ice effect.
You want to switch seats for a little while? You can sit in my comfortable squeaky chair.
I don't want to buy you a Brown Lodge.
No, it's free. It's free.
Chair.
$43 for air. I just crazy. Well,
speaking of bad music before, I just want to see if this works. So let's just see. Let's bring us back.
Where are we?
Go. You know, you say bad music.
Brown Lodge.
For a little bit, for a short period of time, like 1992, 93, 91, that around that area when this came out. I usually where it was. I was obsessed with this record and Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. I don't know what the name of the album is.
You were obsessed with this record?
He would, no matter where he was driving, if one of the songs came on, he'd slam the car in the park. And mind you, we were probably really drunk at any point during the day, and teenagers. and get up and get on the hood or on the roof of the car and dance like a maniac. While I'm absolutely hyperventilating with laughter in the back and can't do anything about it. Funniest fucking shit I've ever seen in my entire life. Back with the face, pajamas locked, and I don't waste Ice Tea can really kick out a ramp. Jump to the rhythm. You made a nice smooth transition in the Law and Order Special Victims unit. I would have never thought. Come on, guys, grab a girl, don't wait, make a twirl.
It's your world, and I'm just a squirrel trying to get a nut to move your butt. I honestly really love the song. I, you know, it was tongue in cheek. It was a joke when our friend Michelle, you know, like the image on my screen that I pulled up from the chat room of the crazy vagina penis
pit
machine. I don't really know.
All
right. Courtesy of Craig Coleman. It's up in the chat room. Real uncomfortable stuff. Maybe I'll put it in the.
It's
oh,
like,
dude, why'd you stop my jam?
Tit vag armor.
Whatever happened
to
Freedom Williams?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I know.
Take control.
All I know is that it was like I said, it was a joke. It was tongue in cheek that our friend of ours, Michelle, bought me that tape and the Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch tape on cassette and gave them to me because they were at the counter at the 7-Eleven where we went to probably, you know, get beer and nachos in the middle of the day. And she got me these two tapes and I would listen to them all the time. I loved it. You know, and just hearing that really brought me back. I'm going home on iTunes tonight. I'm definitely downloading both albums.
Dance.
That wasn't bad.
Honestly, I'm a squirrel trying to get a nut to move your butt. Come on, dude, that's genius. The only thing that's more better than that is and I was serious, I wasn't making a joke. The only thing that's better than that, I've got a mind to rhyme and two hype feet. Bringing it back to MC Hammer. The most brilliant line in the world. I've got a mind to rhyme and two hype feet.
I was just like,
awesome,
I got
dude.
The 12-inch maxi single of that if anybody wants to bid on it. That and Billy Idol's Money Money. Get laid, get fucked.
I'll take it for free.
Okay, you all mail it to for free. Everyone else has to pay.
It's
okay.
No way, I got the single. I don't need
man, this is
I love
nasty.
Singles, man.
Is this a real thing, this Dick Vag
We're talking,
thing?
For those of you listening on the archive, hopefully I'll have a link up to it by then. Something that
what
was put up in
this?
The chat room. It's like some sort of latex masturbatory device that seems to be a vagina, breasts, and penis.
It looks like
some
it's
sort
like,
of...
If you just slice, like, if you're humping boobs and they slice you off at the
it's a,
behind
it's a
the balls.
Thing.
What's
it's
that?
A, it's a TF thing.
Yeah, but it's but, there's a vagina at the bottom of it, though.
Wow.
What do you do with it? And it's got an MP3 player hooked up to it.
By the way.
It really does.
It's a BMI monitor.
I'm desperately hoping, by the way, that Eric's archives gets that one on tape. That he isolates that one. There's a vagina on the bottom of it, though. Ew. Yeah, it really is the most absurd thing in the world. And I want to know how to order one.
Well, since I'm on, I'm sure he's recording it because he's creepy like that.
Ew.
He's a good creep, though, man. I love that dumb show. I love the hell out of the dumb show. I didn't get to check it out last night because my computer decided to explode on me. I got a DVD burner, and I decided that I'm going to start cleaning up my hard drive, get my computer in tip-top shape, everything working good. Before coming here for the show tonight, I was going to burn that disc of the Kanye West stuff for Runner to use during the show. I had to burn it off my wife's computer on the network because my computer doesn't start anymore. I turn it on and it just crashes immediately. So I'm doing everything on my wife's computer tonight, recording wise and stuff.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Yeah, but my computer never had that problem. Like the thing is, I got the DVD.
Alice Cooper.
How is Joey? I got to my nightmare.
No, that's Ozzy.
Wait, considering there's like Alice Cooper
talks good.
Thing,
what do you mean?
Sorry.
I thought you were doing Ozzy.
No, that's Joey Ramone calling to the Howard Stern show. Actually, calling to Gary Delabate's answering machine.
Welcome to my nightmare.
Considering what?
Considering that there's, like, some sort of electronic device attached to that thing, what could that do?
It vibrates.
It has to vibrate,
in the words
right?
of CNC Music Factory, it's going to make you sweat.
Honestly, it's going to make you sweat till you bleed. Is that dope enough? Indeed.
Actually, it's got the power, in the words of another great song.
Okay, but what are you doing with the tip of it? Okay.
I honestly never understood. She brings up an interesting point. In the back of, like, Hustler and Penthouse magazines that you used to get when you were younger... When you were younger, I swear, when I was younger. In the back, they always would have advertisements for what was called a, quote, vibro vagina. When I masturbate, or when I've been known to masturbate, when I've heard of other people masturbating, because I've never done that ever in my life, I've never vibrated myself. Like, I've never wiggled it and, like, you know, decided to shake.
That's because you never placed an order, I guess.
Just a little bit as it grooves. It just seems like such a crazy concept. Like, why would you want a vibrating thing?
So you can recreate the vibrations of a real girl who's apparently getting electrocuted while you're having sex with her.
Like, for a lady, I can understand how vibrations could stimulate.
Cut like electrical cord and just zap the thing.
Check the link I just sent you.
I just got a link sent to me by Deja. Hopefully we'll.
Is that it?
Let's see. Oh my God, Gentile's Ultra Real Vibro Vagina.
I got that one.
Yeah, that would be a Vibro Vagina. They didn't look that lifelike from the, like, you know, when I was a kid looking at these, like eighth grade or so.
This is the modern version.
Yeah, it's like it looks like real flesh now, whereas before it was like a little white box that you were basically just putting your business in. All pun intended.
It was a slinky wrapped in rubber. It squeezed together.
Vibro vaginas. I just never, like I said, if you're a girl, I understand why you want vibrations. If there's some stimulation that it's going to work for you. For a guy, I would never want a vibration happening. What do I know? What are you laughing at?
Maybe you're just looking to get buzzed.
Terrible.
Oh, just laughing.
Oh, about the chat room? About the fact that 100K's girlfriend again is yelling at me saying, ew, Chris, you masturbate, you're gross. I'm telling your wife.
I like two female parts and a cockhead, you fuck.
Very confused about what's going on.
The cockhead is a familiar grip.
But yeah, we've gotten down that slippery slope and we've gone to a filthy place again, as we tend to do. And I'd love to get away from that filthy place and get back to some filthiness of feces
this show's
and blood.
Been wrong tonight.
Yeah, it's been really wrong.
Yeah.
The filthiness.
Way to go, ECP, bringing it down.
You want to honestly hear something filthy? I've just had the burning taste of vomit in my throat for like the past 10 minutes.
I thought we were going to stop talking sexy.
I'll get you a drink.
I've been trying desperately not to like. I don't know. I just keep tasting it. It's like burning and.
Do you want to take a minute?
No, I'm fine. It's just like when it burns.
Bile.
It's just everything's, yeah, uncomfortable. It's probably what it is, right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it could be bile coming all the way up there from not coming out.
No, I already did that.
It's happened. Don't get me wrong. I definitely have a Vision Streetwear shirt at home that has big green streaks on it of bile. I do know that. But I don't think it's as common as like every throw up could have bile in it.
See, it's not like
it
actually
burns,
vomit.
It's
just like
bile.
It's a similar taste, and it
bile,
burns.
Bile is not stomach acid. Bile is
from the liver.
From
or the gallbladder.
It's below the stomach.
You sure?
100% positive. Bile is absolutely 100% from your liver.
All right, we gotta figure this one out.
Yeah, the acid from your stomach is like hydrochloric acid, essentially, like, you know, digestive juices.
Awesome.
But yeah, bile is further down the line. It's after it gets past your stomach. Wow, you really look disgusting. I don't
mean
like,
it's horror. It's horrendous.
Your mother sucks cocks in hell.
I'm not talking about your face or anything. I just mean like you in general. You just suck.
Like my body mass index is gross.
Ugh, bro, you're gross. But yeah, you look pretty pained at this point.
No, I'm okay. It's going away. It's just I still have co-ops as Ronna spills beer all over himself.
That's bile, actually, that he got all over.
Okay, he's trying to prove a point.
Keith, check the chat room.
The power of Christ compels you!
What am I supposed to be?
So,
we're talking about in the chat room that it's not bile, Keith. It's dick juice. That's from your girlfriend.
I really loved the one before that, though. Keith, can't you get a cockhead to wear while we do it to get me all hot? Because apparently you're not doing a good job.
I want to fuck a cockheaded sex god. Your girlfriend is totally effing insane. I love that I just said fucking cockhead and then followed it up with effing. Dude, that's effing insane.
I'll just use the one I have hidden. I mean,
Vibro vaginas and the like, all sorts of fantastic stuff here on the Brown Lodge, exclusively on RadioBBQ.net. Every Monday and Wednesday night and... who knows? Pretty soon, maybe another night, too. We're not ready to make that official announcement yet. We're going to discuss it a little further. But, yeah, we're pretty soon going to be going to 3 nights a week live. And, hopefully live.
Well, what? What are you talking about?
I mean nothing. Yeah, pretty soon it looks like we're going to be adding another night of the week. We'll see what's going to happen. Maybe get involved in some new magic. Lots of new magic happening here at the station.
It's Labor Day, by the way.
It sure is.
We never said that at the beginning of the show.
Sure we did.
Oh. Did As we? You were.
Sorry.
Common knowledge.
I thought we did. Maybe we didn't. Maybe I just thought it in my head and my mind recorder caught it and I didn't actually say it out loud.
You see that?
Bring
you
it
get
a full
a little
circle.
Confused.
You do what you can do. Yeah, no, Labor Day. I go into labor in like a half hour. Oh, and then my body mass index.
Labor Day, where 52% of the population are off from work. And the other 48%.
And the other
48%
work harder than ever in retail
because everybody's
it's the biggest
off.
Sale of day of the year. I was actually going to go buy a washing machine today. You know, little domestic treats that I like to do, but I didn't.
Were you?
Yeah, thanks. It was really interesting, right? It's pretty compelling stuff that I like to have clean clothes.
If you want, I can help you hook it up.
Oh, thanks, bro.
I don't really know how, but you know.
Well, you do what you can do.
It'll be fun.
Do what you can. It is what it is. We do what we got to do. But what was I just saying a second and a half ago? I'm losing my mind. I'm confused. Oh, lots of changes, lots of interesting things happening here at the BBQ. There's a new schedule up. There's a what else happened? What else is going on in the BBQ? Something bad's happening.
Fantasy football shows, right? There are fantasy football shows, right?
Oh, sorry, no, yeah,
there was Triple F Power Hour.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I was paying attention.
Shockies all over.
Thank you
that.
For doing the show with me while no one else does, Deja.
Oh. Sorry, Runner was holding up a note and I was just checking it out and I got confused. No, there's the clone show, actually, which I saw the BBQ clone show as in the chat room, which I wanted to check out that show last night, I believe was the debut, but with my computer exploding, I never got a chance to check it out. I'm hoping to check it out, I believe tomorrow night's the next time that... that he, she, I don't even know who, because there's no description of what the show is going to be back on.
Yeah, I haven't been able to listen to anything for a few days.
Eric's Archives has been going crazy on Sunday nights with The Dumb Show, which I absolutely love. It's
my Sunday Night Miracle.
Yeah, it's my new favorite thing, because he's totally insane, playing clips of all Radio BBQ shows over music. It's just good stuff. I didn't get to check it out, but actually I got an archive of it from him today. I'm going to check it out later on tonight.
I'd like to hear that show.
I actually...
Do you have that... Passkey, so I could get that audio thing going, by the way.
That passkey.
Remember the key for the
back door?
Oh, no. I don't have the passkey. I have a different version, and it wouldn't be the disc. I totally forgot, but I do have it. I'll bring it later.
I'd love
on.
To do it for him.
Yeah. Talking about audio recording programs here that we need to get going. But yeah, there's lots of interesting things.
We
stuff
have technical
on station.
Meetings on the air. It doesn't make a difference. Yeah,
seriously, what about plays?
Honestly, you guys talk
I really
about
wanted to get a play. Runner was just like, please, I want to do a play.
I'm dying to do a live play.
I want to be honest with you guys. Do you know you talked about doing the plays on the May 9th show?
Okay.
Literally the May 9th show.
Okay.
What month is this?
It is September 4th.
September.
Did you talk about role-playing one of my fan fictions that I wrote?
Oh, desperately. Did we ever get it from you?
No,
what did you write fan fiction for?
I think it was Buffy, the Vampire Slayer. I did it for that.
Hype.
Good show.
It was.
Never saw your episode.
Are we going to go to Renaissance Fair, by the way? Can we get some of the
particulars?
Loggers to come down with us.
I don't know what a logger is. Do you mean the lodgers?
Oh, yeah.
Paul Bunyan's not going to the Renaissance Fair.
Yeah, I would
think that's what our point is going to be. We haven't put it together yet. We actually have to come up with a tune because I think at the end of this month is the Renaissance Fair has been over.
It's over tonight.
it's the last night was yesterday. There's lots of really, really good stuff, by the way, going on. Just bringing up fan fiction, and by good stuff, I mean stuff that I did. Well, there's conventions going on. There's lots of interesting things outside of the show.
Should I talk about Schiller Theater yet, or are we going to hold off on that?
That's entirely up to you. I just want to get it out there that if you have any fan fiction, if you've got any music, if you've got any pictures, if you've got anything that you want to submit to the Brown Lodge and you want us to get up on our website, you should do so by emailing it to me, chris@thebrownlodge.com, because now there's a new section of our site called The Lodgers, which I have updated. I've got a lot of Canadian medals photos up there. I don't have anything else just yet. I have a lot of pictures that were sent in the chat room of just random nonsense that I don't know who were done by half of. So I'm going to put together like a miscellaneous folder, and then as people identify who they were, then I'll put that up there. But I've got that. That's a new section of the website. What, you guys?
It's like, why? Why am I getting cursed out by my girlfriend in the chat room? Like, for absolutely no reason.
I don't even understand what's happening. I don't know.
You think? I thought we had a problem with that last time.
No, it should be okay.
Yeah? Hello? Sorry.
The fair goes through September 25th.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Look at this. Our producer on the road knowing what's up and having everything ready for us. Fantastic, Deja. Thank you.
Can you tell me how much it is to get in and if I have to wear a cloak or just a pair of boots?
I think you're going to come in full LARPing regalia.
Shit.
Unnecessary. Unnecessary, my friend. You can come just as you are, but within minutes of being there, you'll be spending everything you can to make sure you get yourself cloaked and ready for battle.
See, this
you'll
is the
feel
thing.
Silly if you know.
This is the thing.
Don't.
I will honestly LARP all day long,
okay.
And I'm not even.
Do
joking.
I have to LARP speak?
I will LARP.
I have the price.
Go ahead.
For adults, the gate price is $19, and if you get advanced tickets, it's $16.95.
How about for kids?
I think it's a free.
Ages 5 to 12, yes. $9 at gate price, and $8.75
advance. Nice. Saving money.
You know, and they actually have things on their website for the Renaissance Fair, which I actually will link to the Brown Lodge site before everything goes down, that you can print up tickets, and you could actually get, like, buy one, get one free is left and right, just like a Coke can at Great Adventure. It's good stuff.
Oh, no.
I'm really uncomfortable about the discussion in the chat room. I'm going to walk away from the smooth turd chocolate conversation that's happening.
Squishy turds?
Yeah, I'm just walking away. So I've got a lot of stuff. I put a lot of new things up on the site. I want you guys to check them out. So some pictures there. I brown that my mild by four dudes.
Stick the baby back in the vagina, and then they start fucking the baby, and piss coming shit went everywhere, and then everybody starts screaming. And
hey, by the way, I tried to download the movie The Aristocrats today.
I know you.
I went on. I went and I tried to download it, and I was like, wow, the whole movie downloaded in AVI format, and I go to, I press play on it, and The Aristocrats comes on.
You know.
I was really psyched. So if anybody wants an AVI of The Aristocrats, I have it.
I do. Because after today, my girlfriend and I were betting on
Ladies and gentlemen, Andrew K, the BBQ Sid from WFAN.
You can have Aristocat.
I'm gonna review the Aristocats
is an FCC
Wednesday.
Monitor, isn't there?
What year did that come out?
The Aristocats?
78.
Hang on.
No.
Oh, you already
don't
know.
Don't blow it. I already know. Oh. Deja, don't look it up.
All right.
What year is it?
She's on the ball. She's already looking.
I know. I hear ready. Click. I hear. Hold on.
So why can't we get those here?
What year was the Aristocats, the Disney movie? I say 1969.
Ooh.
Oh.
You're all wrong, but you're the closest. You won a Keith Sweat DVD.
Oh my God, that's my other name.
It was 1970, and I was absolutely shocked.
And he is absolutely correct.
1970.
So you're a big fan of the Aristocats?
I think it was a good movie, and I remember it clearly. And I know it had to be released recently in the theater, because I just remember commercials of it. But
by recently, do you mean
within the last like 5-10 years?
I couldn't imagine.
I can't really remember further back than that.
I think maybe it was on DVD that they were selling on TV, probably. That's
I didn't think it was that old until I saw the picture of it, and I was like, wow, this is from the 60s. I can't even believe it.
I've only seen Les Aristocatos. I've seen it in Spanish.
Is it the same movie dubbed?
Un gato baracho!
Yes.
Cierra puerta! Un gato baracho!
Aristocatos.
Open the window, you drunken cat!
I think... junior year high school in Spanish class.
Did you have Mr.
I read all about that Aristocrats movie the other night after you played that South Park thing. What I didn't understand was the basis behind the joke is that it was an inside joke among
comedians,
but it gave them basically the punchline is so stupid and corny that the name of it is the Aristocrats, but it gave them like the what's the word I'm looking for?
Free reign?
Yeah, to take over the middle and do what they wanted. And like you said, it was like, the more horrible you made it, the better. So apparently Gilbert Gottfried, a month after 9/11, was doing the Hugh Hefner roast, and he started making 9/11 jokes about planes, and everybody started booing him and saying too soon, so he just launched into the Aristocrats joke, which was no 9/11 material. Obviously, it's filthy because he's a filthy person. I don't know. I didn't actually see him doing it. You did you?
I have like a Cartman version of the joke.
So it's the same. Yeah, well, that's what you played last week. But I guess it's the same idea as what Gilbert Gottfried was going for. And then, but apparently that was the first it was ever made public, that joke. So that's why.
That's
is it Paul
Jack
Provenza?
Benny joke.
Is it? He's the one that wrote it?
Supposedly, yeah.
So Paul Provenza, at that point with Penn Jillette, decided to make a movie about that joke. Now that the joke was out in the open and it was like the secret was out about this joke. Yeah, the punchline.
The joke doesn't.
That it's
really
so filthy, but their act is called the Aristocrats. It's retarded. The punchline, but it's
a punchline.
What is that?
I guess
the Sophisticates is an ultimate version of it.
I clicked on a Craig link for the Fleshlight.
Oh yeah, I clicked on that too. I wonder what happened to it. Right, here we go.
I get confused by all these dirty, filthy things that happen in the chat room.
Quite
you can see the inside of your vagina.
Yeah.
Or anal canal. Everybody.
But honestly, that movie, could a bunch of people telling the same joke? It's
apparently, from what I understand, absolutely hilarious.
Really?
Like, people that I wouldn't expect to think something like that was hilarious, like regular straight-laced dudes that I work with, going crazy about it, talking about how, like, the ones that were always told were Bob Saget and Gilbert Gottfried just take the whole movie. They're just absolutely hilarious, but it's basically the same joke being told over and over and over and over and over and over again, and it still remains funny for 2 hours of a movie or whatever, hour and a half.
I'm going to have to go on one of the legal download sites that I frequent and purchase that movie.
I just have to go see it. I'm going to go see
it tomorrow. I've been trying to download, especially now that I got my DVD burner.
It's on DVD now, though. It's
already out?
No, it's not.
It's impossible.
Oh, this
is in
the
theater.
It's in the theaters right now.
I thought this was something from last year or something.
No, the Aristocats is in the theater. I mean, it's on DVD. But, no, yeah, the Aristocats is out in theaters right now. I've been going to all the illegal places trying to find it because now they have my DVD burner. I was psyched to actually watch it. But my DVD burner breaks my computer.
What did you say, Chris?
Instead.
What did you
get a DVD
Chris,
burner?
What did you say? Chris said you were going to illegal sites, not me.
Oh, no, I was looking for it on iTunes legally, and it wasn't available on the site.
I went to FYE and I bought the Aristocats instead. I was so upset.
Oops.
You're always just buying stuff willy-nilly.
I almost jaywalked.
Almost.
On the way home, I was so angry.
You could have just turned around and returned it, you know.
Your darn tool.
Nah.
Oh.
Kidding, I would have had a jaywalk on the way back. It's just as bad.
Shit.
But yeah, so, I mean, not to get off the Aristocrats, so send us pictures, send us stuff, send us videos, send us Aristocrats.
Two.
Chris@thebrownlodge.com. I will put them up on the website. Pictures, whatever, like fan signs, all sorts of stuff like that. I love stuff like that.
Hot girls holding up.
I don't necessarily mean hot girls. I'm like calling out any random things. I like fan interaction.
I think the one element of the Howard Stern show that ruins the whole show is the whole hot girl element.
Oh, okay. I'm not saying hot girl specifically, like, ooh, Robin, we need hot girls calling. I mean,
Deja, Deja.
She's
you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I've lost my Fleshlight thing. Sorry, guys. I thought maybe my computer crashed.
But, you know, I like the idea of I love fan signs. I love fan interaction.
Oh, God.
Actually, if you go to the Radio BBQ forum, there's actually a painting that someone apparently did of the Brown Lodge itself. I'm actually going to be putting that one up on the site.
Yeah, that painting's crazy.
It's really cool.
It's not Tulip.
It's really cool.
You uncap that thing and stick your dick in it.
That, you don't do that to a painting.
I don't understand how you would uncap a painting at all.
Especially an internet painting.
The speed bump. Ice lady. Mocha butt.
Okay, do you understand you're randomly just calling out words that people don't understand what you're saying?
I'm sorry, I'm horrified right now.
I understand.
Why don't you post the link in the chat room?
It's already there.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Where I got it. I think I'm just going to save it and look at it later.
Whoop, there it is. Wow, another classic. Another musical classic to go along with the power and
what, tag team? I love tag team.
Fleshlight, vagina, vagina, mouth, butt, discreet. What's discreet? You don't see the hole? Or it's
that
just
sounded like an
hair?
eBay description, what you just said. You know on eBay they randomly string together a bunch of words? Do you ever notice any shirt they sell on eBay says emo in the subject?
It does?
Yeah, they'll be selling like I don't know, a shirt that says 1932 South Carolina, and it'll say vintage emo. Every shirt says emo.
It's a
type
hot topic.
In emo, you'll get like 50,000.
Do you get emotional when you wear T-shirts?
I love emo.
Apparently.
Every time that I wear a shirt, I emote. If it has some sort of message on it, you're emoting.
I grab
my
chest
my shirt,
and I drop to the floor.
They usually bite my collar.
The promise ring of playing Emoticon
05.
I
love
the Emoticon. Okay. Who won that last year?
Shudder to Think.
They're still around?
No, it was 2 years ago they won, sorry.
No.
Did they butt Fleshlight?
Definitely. That dude?
That's so emo.
Full on. He does the discreet Fleshlight. For that extra measure of discreetness with the same unbelievable sensation of our other models, you can't go wrong with the nondescript designer Fleshlight. Perfect for the man who wants the health benefits of a regular Fleshlight use without the added visual stimulation. It's a blue slit that you stick your cock into. $50. Thanks.
You know when you get that, you can get a free sample lubricant.
It's free to spit in your hand, though. Just for the record. Not that I would ever do that, but you know what I'm saying.
No, I understand.
It's 100% safe.
Well, you won't catch anything except maybe a little road rash.
I'm going to start selling 100 KY Brown Lodge jelly.
That's awesome. That's a good idea. Brown jelly. Smear it on the door. It keeps,
the idea of,
like,
a brown
lubricant
is the
worst. Like Passover, you smear like brown jelly on the door, and it keeps freaking. Was it the angel of death from killing your firstborn son?
Pass over your house. I'm really, really, really appalled by the idea of a brown lubricant. That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
It'll hide your shame, though. So afterward, you don't have to look and see what you've done.
Look what you did. Look what I made me do.
Look what you brought on our children. Ow.
I just want it to be like you're doing it to yourself. Look what I made me do. You're a shame. Taste what you did.
Taste what you do every day.
Taste what you made me do.
I know nothing about that.
Oh, man.
Spread
just
it on.
As soon as you just hearing brown lubricant to me is awful. Actually,
hey, what do you think about my mom, right?
I gotta go.
No, I'm not done yet.
I'm so upset by that segue.
It's probably a couple years ago.
Brown lubricant, my mom.
She heard that you can put Preparation H on your face and get rid of wrinkles.
That's what Bobby Brown does. He gets rid of the puffiness under his eyes.
It has to... Well, I hope it's not from my...
It has to be used
for my mom's using it. But you have to buy like a special, like, you know, it has to be like the Canadian metal tube. It has to be from Canada. You have to like buy it overseas. I bought it for her online. It was like a $15
tube.
It has a special chemical in it. It's actually a different color. I have it downstairs. I'll show it to you. And you spread it on your she's using it now. She put it on your wrinkles or your crow's feet around your eyes or stuff. I mean, she's an old woman.
You can take away your wrinkles, but not twatos.
But you can't use the regular kind. And I want to know,
the regular kind
won't take away wrinkles.
Is for reducing swelling,
right?
Which is the point of why you would have hemorrhoid.
The other
two, you want your
roots
to shrink,
and it can actually take away wrinkles.
I don't understand what the hell they're trying to do to an ass that it makes it unwrinkle.
But, I don't know. I mean, didn't that porno star get her ass bleached?
That's a different thing. You're talking about a cosmetic difference. He's talking about a cosmetic procedure versus...
What's the other procedure? They're both cosmetic procedures.
Putting Preparation H on your ass is a cosmetic procedure?
You're right.
It for your face, I understand, is for cosmetic. But I'm saying, why does this medication have the properties to reduce wrinkles when it was manufactured to shrink things on your ass? What is making it get rid of wrinkles?
Well, isn't the wrinkle like loose skin?
That's the same idea.
Like it's loose baggage skin.
The overseas version gets rid of.
I understand, and I'm trying to understand why is
but
this
why
a necessity?
Why would you get your ass bleached?
To make it look pretty in pink.
Not brown
is
in
that
town.
Shay?
Oh, okay. Wouldn't that make it white?
I don't want it to look brown. Red is very nice.
Pretty and white, then.
If you put peroxide on it, would it make it red?
Yes. And if you pour, does anything in brown make a color? If you pour, like, blue on it, it makes purple.
This got so ugly. I'm not happy about where this went.
I've been very confused. Ever since the Fleshlight came into play, it's just been very, very filthy. Actually, ever since the Vibrovagina came into play.
No, ever since April, it's been pretty filthy.
Ever since I started the call with the blowjob in the car.
Hot.
No, the fact that you lost your Fleshlight inside of you.
Yeah, no, I tend to go towards 100K ever since we decided to start doing a show. It's been filthy. It generally
what did you really think it was going to be?
It was going to be something less brown, I thought. I thought the Brown Lodge was going to be ironic that we were called the Brown Lodge and there wasn't going to be too much brown to it. That was honestly what I thought.
Are you crazy?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking.
You're not enjoying the show? I'm having a good time.
No, I'm not saying I'm not enjoying it. I'm just saying it's very filthy. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely fun to do. It's disgusting at times.
Well, that's what you guys hate everything.
This isn't as bad as...
You bring it down that road, I'm just going
to
follow.
I just want to say, I also enjoy masturbation and going to the bathroom. Those are two filthy activities, but they're things that I enjoy doing.
I don't find them filthy.
He likes them when they're together.
Ew.
Oh, God. No, he didn't say sex, he said masturbation.
I call that waking up.
Ew. I like to eat while I'm on the toilet masturbating. I like to eat what I'm masturbating while I'm sitting on the toilet defecating.
Like eat what I'm masturbating too. You eat a cannoli while you're jerking up on the toilet.
Oh, God, this is still so good.
Oh, that sweet
brown lubricant.
Ow.
You're listening to The Brown Lodge.
Exclusively on RadioBBQ.net. You can check us out on the instant messenger at The Brown Lodge. You can also check out the chat room, RadioBBQ chat, and you can learn about Fleshlights and filthy vibrating tit machines with penises and asses all involved in the same thing. You could Skype us up at RUNNDOGG, or you can call us on the hotline, 718-360-1413.
What's that?
718-360-1413. You can also check out our website, thebrownlodge.com, where I've added a lot of new stuff over the past couple of days. I've got the fan section. I've got the new TBL Fantasy Wrestling Federation roleplay message board underneath the fan section, so you guys can go over there.
Can I
some
sign
stuff.
Up to it? Is there enough room to include me?
There's always room for role playing, my friend.
Can you post any kind of like fan fiction there, or do you want that to be specific to wrestling?
You can
wrestling?
Do whatever you want with it. Who knows what's going to happen with it? The fact that I actually put a real role play of mine from maybe
like if
five
somebody has
years
like some
there,
Stargate SG-1 stories they wanted to post up,
please.
Maybe I'll change it. Maybe I'll just change it to the fantasy, just the fantasy board.
Sam and Janet stories.
Oh, I watched Red Dwarf before I came here. Did you ever see the show Red Dwarf, the old BBC show about the spaceship?
No.
Then I watched.
No.
Then I downloaded the first it's episode like of Doctor Who.
Cosmonaut,
but apparently it was a Doctor Who from this year. It wasn't like the old you. Doctor Who. I've never seen Doctor Who. I wanted to see it already.
I thought he was dead.
No, he's listening to the show tonight.
That's Jimi Hendrix.
Damn. Shout out to Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
Hey, that's all I was thinking the whole time while you were saying.
Doctor Who. I have
hey.
That.
Sports rock. It's all about sports rock. It's all we ever
speaking
care about.
Speaking of that.
What? You have some thoughts about sports that you want to get into?
Yeah, I'm picking on September 18th.
Leave September 18th alone.
I'm going way deep. I'm picking the Buccaneers over the Bills. Kickoff. Punt. Kick. Is it 10?
They're having a pass, punt, and kick competition before the game?
They got a slam dunk competition before the game, and Shockey's all the way. Bucks, go.
In all honesty,
that was my call.
In all honesty, that's probably going to be my pick, because I think this is Tampa Bay's year to return to greatness.
See, I'm in a Survivor Pick'em League, yeah, whatever you want to call it, and I'm choosing Minnesota over Tampa
You're
Bay this week.
Richard Hatch?
To win the game in Minnesota.
Minnesota's a pretty good team, though.
Randy Moss isn't there anymore, though.
They're still a pretty good team.
Richard Hatch,
he's on a Survivor
I think meant Richard Hatch from Battlestar Galactica. Whatever his name was.
I don't know.
What the hell was his character?
I think gay.
I just remember the guy with the
summer helmet
with the light
and the other guy
going back and forth.
There's like a new battle. Did anyone ever watch Battlestar Galactica? Am I the only one? Should I not even go
with Aaron Gray?
You're definitely the only
the
one.
The old show. The old 70s show with
Aaron Gray.
Green and...
I watched
no, that was Buck Rogers.
Oh, sorry, my bad.
So you've seen the old one, though, right? The
too.
The one from the 70s?
I watch it every once in a while on Sci-Fi whenever it's on.
Okay. Well, there's...
Why?
Dirk Benedict of A-Team fame was a character named Starbuck.
You mean Face Man from A-Team?
Yes.
I never saw A-Team. He was a character
named... You never watched the A-Team?
I'm appalled. I'm appalled right now.
I've never seen the A-Team. I know Mr. T and George Papad and Dirk Benedict were on it, but I don't know anything about the show.
One of the greatest
I know
shows.
You call them when you're in trouble, I guess.
No, that's the Bloodhound Gang, dude.
Who's the fourth A-Teamer?
They do the sex for like animals, like nothing but mammals.
Who's the fourth A-Team?
No, we're the Bloodhound Gang. If you got the crime, we got the time. That's on 1-2-3 Contact.
3-2-1 Contact. We talked about it last week, but I mean, no.
The Bloodhound Gang was a band.
I don't remember.
The Discovery Channel band.
But mammals, you do something. Discovery Channel.
Let's do it like we do on the Discovery
Channel.
There
you
go. Who was the fourth A-Team person?
Who let the dogs out? Murdoch.
Murdoch. I don't know what the real actor's name is.
Wasn't that George Papad, Murdoch?
No, George Papad was Colonel...
Hannibal. Smith.
Colonel or General?
Colonel Murdoch. Hannibal Smith.
You don't know who played Murdoch?
I love want to play him. Come
he wasn't famous.
ECP.
Oh, he was famous. Yes.
Murdoch.
He was famous from...
Who played Murdoch on the A-Team?
Hang on. I don't know.
We got to get an ECP, like, typing theme.
That's it.
Or...
Yes, the moose is running with the answer.
That's me?
Here comes the moose. It's got the answer. It's bringing it to her now. She's going to relay the message to her.
I'm going to remember it by the time that it comes up. Wait. I see the picture of him screaming out of the helicopter.
Dwight Schultz.
Oh, I don't know who that guy is.
Didn't he also do Peanuts?
He drew Peanuts, exactly. That's what I was thinking.
He called himself Charles.
Yeah, there was nothing. He's
apparently a voice in EverQuest, too.
Oh my God! You know,
it's probably huge money.
I just found my EverQuest disc the other day.
EverQuest, the game, yes. Has voices.
He's apparently done a lot of video game voiceovers.
That's a good job.
Voiceover work is probably really good work. Really, really good work.
Van Helsing.
I'm not a big fan of movies.
You think I could get a voiceover job? What could I do? Give me a character. I'll try to do a voiceover for it.
All right, hold on. All right, you want to do some voiceover work?
Sure.
All right,
Mo.
You're going to love it at Levitt's.
For those of you
who don't know, Levitt's is a furniture
you
store.
You love it at Levitt's, the song.
But I don't know if other people on other places in the country know what Levitt's is.
But you want, what do you want me to do?
Do a voiceover. There's a couch sale. They're selling couches for $5.99. It comes with a free love seat.
$5.99, by the way.
$5.99. Couches Saturday. At Levitt's this Labor Day.
That's actually pretty good.
That was good.
How about, which one did you have for him?
Siemens. See Siemens first. We're selling Siemens, 5 cents a pound.
Levitz's couches have bugs in them. Get a bed at Siemens instead.
Siemens, one day.
Oh, for sale.
Okay, Ford. You want to sell Ford Explorers.
Hey, Mocha Coca. It took me about a month to figure out that he's saying Mocha Coca in that commercial. And I could shizzle.
One more thing.
Shizzle.
Kraft macaroni and cheese. Why don't you try and sell that for me?
Kraft cheese and macaroni. That's macaroni and cheese.
Nice. Do you know when Kraft macaroni and cheese was invented?
1969.
That's a very, very good guess. What's your guess, Runner?
'67.
Very, very good guess. Yeah, do you have a guess out there, Deja?
Give me...
No.
$1.
$1.
In case they all go over.
She's actually correct because you guys both were over. Kraft macaroni and cheese, 1937.
I get to meet Bob Barker. Wow.
1937. Come on down and play Plinko.
Damn.
I love that game.
Yeah, we had a...
Mac and Cheese, 1937?
My wife was watching some crazy show yesterday. They were talking about actually, it was today, I think.
They had the concept of putting powdered cheese and water together and with macaroni
I don't know
in a
that
packet.
I don't know that it was powdered at that time. It probably was, though.
It had to be, right?
No, well, they have Velveeta now, so I mean, it doesn't necessarily... I mean, recipes change throughout the years. It could have been a liquid cheese at that point. But I do think it was powdered still.
I think that a lot of things were powdered then.
Yeah, so my wife was watching the show, and they were talking about fads of the 70s, and one of them...
I had no idea.
And one of them was... was the egg.
Time for the 70s.
Was the Egg McMuffin, and it had the year that the Egg McMuffin came out, and that got me on this whole tip. And I came up with like 10 or 15 things that I found pretty interesting. And I'm curious if you guys have any idea when they came out. You guys have already proved, well, other than
the Aristocats was 1970.
Nice.
What about Doritos?
1976. Sorry.
57.
Was that 57?
Yes.
1976.
1971.
Once again, Deja is going to take it by going low, going low. It was 1966. You guys are both over. Now you're going to play. I don't remember any game on the show. Other
can
than
I do the hole in one?
You could do the hole in one. I think I could go to jail for saying that.
The something one horribly dirty.
The something that started the conversation, well, started the interest with my wife, the Egg McMuffin. When do you think the Egg McMuffin came out? We probably 51. Should actually do a contest.
1978.
51.
1951.
51.
51, 78.
You suck.
What do you got?
50.
But there's no benefit to that unless 50 is a nail on that. It came out in July of 1950. No, it actually came out in our year of birth. No, sorry. Our year of birth, I think. How old
74.
Are you? 74. Oh, no.
Our year of birth.
No. Wait, oh, yeah, 73?
Yeah.
Because you're at the beginning of the year, I always think you're 72.
What was my answer?
1973. You said like 1978. Yeah, everybody's
so who
wrong.
Gets it?
Actually, oh, no, Deja gets it again.
But why are you saying my 1950? If it was anything under 1950, I would.
Yeah, he would have got it if it was like 1945 or
if
something.
If I get one more.
I went under her because I had to.
What?
No. Yeah. Okay, wait. Hold on.
I'm sorry.
This is very uncomfortable the way this is going. Hole in one, getting under. If you don't understand the concept of The Price is Right, the closest to the price or closest
without
to the,
going
without
over.
Going over.
So we all would have lost then, unless it was 1950.
No, I would.
She would have.
No. I'm saying if it was before 1950, we all would have.
Everyone
lost.
Would have lost.
Oh.
That's the concept of The Price is Right.
I thought it's the closest
for our new game.
Period. Okay.
The Year is Right, which I think I want to get going on the maybe for next week. We get some prizes. Grape Nut Cereal.
72. 79.
You could all go to hell because it's 97. 1897. Post Grape Nut Cereal.
Wow.
What?
Yep. No grapes or nuts, by the way.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we're taking a little bit like too light on our history for some reason because we're keeping things almost in the years that we're actually born.
Yeah, I didn't hear that till like 78. That's why I said 78.
I couldn't hear it over the cruncher.
When I was four, that's when I heard of it.
Really delicious stuff, though. I love it.
Come on, give me. You have any more?
All right.
I got a bunch of them. Chicken McNuggets.
Deja.
I win this one.
Six.
What six?
Just six.
86.
Okay.
The year she became straight edge.
Yeah, no, yes. But what did you really say? I couldn't hear you.
86.
Can I change mine?
86.
Oh, 86? Okay.
But she wants to change it, though.
No.
All right, go ahead.
Well, she just did a Google search and she wanted to change it.
I didn't. I'm laying. This is going to be isolated. I'm laying in bed. I'm nowhere near the computer.
I know the answer to this one.
Okay.
1982.
What do you got there, Runner? 86, 82,
86.
And...
He's going to take $1 because you don't know.
86,
85. What are you doing?
Close again, he's looking to just hit the nail on the head.
Closest without going over goes to 100K. Damn. 1983, the Chicken McNugget was invented. Good stuff.
I'm really trying to just nail it.
That was my first guess because I actually remember Chicken McNuggets coming out.
So do I. Snickers bar.
1963.
I'm sorry? Well, let's go one at a time.
She said 73.
73?
61.
70.
You're all over. 1930.
Wow. They didn't even have peanuts then. Come on.
30. What are you talking about? Eli Whitley?
How did you even preserve chocolate at that time?
Eli Whitley from Different World?
Hello, Denise.
No, not Eli Whitney. Who did it? It was our George Washington Carver. Carver. Thank you. Sorry.
First president of the United
States. He turned the peanut into a phonograph needle.
It was George Jefferson.
Delicious.
I'm never going to get that new car.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
56.
Somebody's got to nail something on the head before this contest.
79.
27.
79-56-27. Holy Christ, almost nail on the head. Runner gets it, but it's 1928.
Damn, I went with Butch Weiniger's number.
Dude.
Did you like being under thing?
1 year.
Love it.
Runner's a power bomb.
Power buzz.
As long as we're talking about
firing Brown out all over the room.
As long as we're talking about firing Brown out and special bottoms, White Castle.
Yeah. Oh God! It's written on the goddamn sign.
1962.
1956.
I overshot that.
What would you say, Deidre?
I said like 91.
Oh Lord.
That's when Yonkers got their first White Castle.
Yo, I got a job today!
1962.
And what did you say?
I said 56.
You know what? You're all wrong. The oldest hamburger chain in the United States, White Castle.
And tastiest.
1921.
That was pretty close.
1921. Love it. On the same note as we're talking about the filthy foods, Taco Bell. I only got a couple more. Trust me, I won't break you guys.
I like
this
contest.
87.
87?
Yeah.
Taco Bell?
Before I heard because I said 82.
82.
They've given them permission.
Let it go. Let it go. Everybody has to say about Taco Bell.
They've given them permission to go down and shoot us.
Taco Bell wouldn't do that.
Dude, I don't know if you heard about
it. Remember when I was in school and I worked at Taco Bell?
Yeah, of course.
That was before Taco Bell came to Staten Island.
Oh, yeah. Taco Bell only came to Staten Island 10 years ago, maybe.
And that was the first Taco Bell I was ever in the area of.
Dude, there was a Taco Bell on 108th Street by Starrett City.
I didn't used to go over there, though.
Dude, it was like, you were talking about Staten Island.
What point would I have to go to Starrett City?
60.
Oh, God, no, wait. They didn't even have tacos then. I don't even think they had bells then.
American invented taco.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
And but he loves tacos.
But he does love tacos, and he probably loved...
I hate
loved
the way they portray us in the media.
He probably really loved it in 1952 when it was formed. I don't remember who
Taco Bell was formed. That's insane to me.
Love bean burritos in
I didn't think that made it into like a mainstream fast food thing.
I'm pissed.
You never hear of like tacos on Happy Days.
Okay.
Yeah, really. What was Al slinging back there if he wasn't going, he wasn't getting... Sorry.
Starving now.
When was the hamburger invented?
You know, I didn't get the hamburger. I had to look up the hamburgers. I thought it was too much. I did look up the hot dog, though. The hot dog.
The Frankfurter?
1925?
1925. I say... Oh, go ahead.
1830.
I say 1770.
Shit.
Right before we gained our independence.
You all shot over by a lot. Do you want to try and go again?
We shot over?
We shot over?
Shot over by a lot. Put it this way. When Deja said 25 and then said 1925, she still would have been shooting over with 25. Just 25.
So the year 6?
Birth of Christ.
Odd dickety two.
You mean 25 A.D. they already had hot dogs?
800.
The year of our Lord.
I'm thinking. What? I'm saying 2 B.C., 3 B.C., year of the birth of Christ.
850. No, Christ was quite a hot dog. He waits on you showing off, changing water to wine. Hey, look at me.
Everybody turn around. Turn around.
Well, you think there's not enough food here? There's fish
and bread.
And fish. And more bread. 850 B.C. Bread. The hot dog
and
is
you
mentioned.
You pissed him off. Look what he's doing to my mic stand.
That was the first mention of the hot dog. I guess 100K's microphone just destroyed because Jesus didn't like the jokes we were making about him.
Or I fixed it in a second.
850 BC is the first reference to the hot dog, and it's referenced in Homer's Odyssey. So it probably existed before that, but that was the first reference to it.
No, because The Simpsons wasn't even around then.
Yeah, really? What are you talking about?
No. Do you remember on Reddit says when they were talking about some sort of religious thing, and then their audio went out, and he was like... God was throwing lightning bolts at us because he wasn't liking
it. Wasn't there some sort of... Yeah, it was like some sort of... was that the show that kept getting interrupted by that flood warning, that emergency service system at the same time? Meanwhile, they couldn't hear that it was actually happening?
Yeah, but I don't it's within the past probably. Year. Yeah, I do remember that. I do remember that.
I didn't hear that one.
People on the phone were telling them that they were getting interrupted.
Yeah, pretty soon I'm not going to have to remember anything about Ron and Fez anymore because they will be debuting on XM next week, and I will be buying
really, definitely?
XM.
Are you going to forget all the past?
Oh, no. Of course.
We have it all downloaded and saved on our computers, probably.
But that would be illegal. I would never do anything like that. Yeah. I put it on DVDs. It's not on my computer anymore. I'm really psyched. September 12th, I believe, is their launch date next week. We'll see what happens, though. I haven't heard anything really official.
1998?
Everybody
right,
comes
you got
to
it.
The favorite
you got it.
Show. Gather up, all juggalos, and go.
Is that really their Ron first year?
RonFest.com.
No, I have no
idea.
No.
.net, right?
Yeah, .net.
.net, whatever.
Okay. Which are you?
Card number 790.
Oh man, I wish I was that.
790.
I wish. I
was eight.
Probably.
I'm
so lost.
Ron and Fez had a thing, big ass cards. Actually, I have mine in my pocket. It's really, really sad because I requested mine. Four times before Al Dukes. Actually, Al Dukes probably didn't even send it to me. It was probably after Al Dukes was gone that I finally got it. I requested mine back in 2001. I got it in late 2002 as Big Ass Card Holder 21411. Ahoo-ah. Making references.
Ahoo-ah.
I hope they bring that back.
When I lost my wallet, I was so upset. But when I got it back, rock and roll.
Started, so I didn't get a big ass card back then.
Hey, can we put it up on the interweb?
Yeah, of course. There you go. 21411. 790. Unbelievable. Like, I have three more digits. I'm sorry, two more digits. I'm good at math on my card. It's shameful. But, yeah.
Mine's like covered in stuff.
Oh, you have a Hot Topic gift card?
Actually, it's a frequent buyer card.
I don't know. It looks like resin.
I have one of those.
Awesome. But
I got to go get my vinyl pants.
Good stuff. I just want to end off the little conversation, if we can. The Tootsie Roll candy. It's fun to chew.
1930. You're just shooting for past centuries now on everything.
Tootsie Roll had to be around for a while.
I know it's really early.
Wait a second. Without going over? 420 B.C.
Becomes a tootsie.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
Gotta keep it legit. Okay. Too legit to quiz. Come on.
What are you, 1890? I'm going to go 1840.
They were saying, oh, these Tootsie Rolls are so good. I wish Christ was born already. He'd love them.
1840, 1890, and 480 BC, was it?
No, I'll go with 1930.
Deja does it again.
I get the car!
1896. We're going to see you on the Showcase Showdown coming up after this. 1896, yeah. She was off only by 4 years. The other one that I looked up was gum. They couldn't give you a year. All they said was that the ancient Greeks used to chew it. But dentine, when do you think dentine came out? And this will be my last one.
Dentine ice or dentine?
Just
vanilla ice, that was 2005. Thanks.
1957.
Yeah!
He was actually way before that, dude. Come on.
1957, I say, for dentine.
57?
For dentine.
What did I say? It's like 35?
35, is that what you're going with?
Okay. I think that's what I said, yeah.
And runner?
What'd you say?
57.
1957?
Yeah.
I'm going 1910.
The 1910 Fruit Gum Company, you're right.
You guys are all over. You guys are all over. You guys
over.
Are so... You're all next century. We're talking about dentine gum, my friends. 1899.
Well, we should have expected
my
that.
Grandmother was born in 1899.
Was she really?
Yeah. Both my grandparents were born at my mom's side, born in the 1800s.
Jesus.
What about pizza?
It's really delicious if you get it with sausage and pepperoni on it. That's what I say.
Oh, man.
Just the pepperoni is great.
I actually had a buffalo wing pizza yesterday. No, pizza, I didn't even bother looking it up because it's like an ancient Italian food. I'm sure it's been in existence forever. As soon as once you get past the 1800s, I think it's silly to put a number to it because we could just make anything up and it could be 1508 and it's just as good
as the Constitution.
Yo, Deja, when did pizza come out?
The Constitution was
now,
1487.
Yes. It was a constitution. There was just nobody here. No Europeans.
No, it was Amerigo Vespucci was penning it, and he left it in Christopher Columbus's glove compartment to bring over.
And the glove compartment of his little canoe. That's the second baseman for the Yankees.
Oh, he's great.
Robinson Crusoe.
He's not happy.
Because he was sucking.
Well, you know.
And Mark Bellhorn's just hitting home runs, so why not?
Beltran.
Sports magic. Sports magic.
Beltran sucks.
Mark Bellhorn's supposed to be one of those long-haired Red Sox guys. He's not supposed to be a Yankee.
He was, yes. He was an idiot.
Beltran does suck. I'll have to agree on that. He doesn't suck, but he's certainly done nothing.
Lately?
Today's game was miserable. Ugh. Miserable.
They've given them permission to go down and shoot us.
You know what, Carlos Beltran?
He deserved that. You know what? Could you do me a favor? Just so we could bring it all full circle. Could you play the full clip just so everyone could really soak in the whole Kanye West debacle?
Sure. Here you go.
There's now over 25 feet of water where there was once city streets and thriving neighborhoods. Oh. I hate the way they portray us in the media. If you see a black family, it says they're looting. See a white family, it says they're looking for food. And you know it's been 5 days because most of the people are black. And even for me to complain about, I would be a hypocrite because I've tried to turn away from the teacher TV because it's too hard to watch. I've even been shopping before even giving a donation. So now I'm calling my business manager right now to see what is the biggest amount I can give. And just to imagine if I was
everything.
If I was
give
down
everything.
There, and those are my people down there. So anybody out there that wants to do anything that we can help with the setup, the way America is set up to help the poor, the black people, the less well off as slow as possible. I mean, this is Red Cross is doing everything they can. We already realize a lot of the people that could help are at war right now, fighting another way, and they've given them permission to go down and shoot us.
And subtle, but in even many ways more profoundly devastating, is the lasting damage to the survivors' will to rebuild and remain in the area. The destruction of the spirit of the people of southern Louisiana and Mississippi may end up being the most tragic loss of all.
George Bush doesn't care about black people. They've given him permission
Lord.
To go down.
I can't believe I didn't check that out before.
Someone needs to tell Kanye it was a typo.
Yeah,
they meant to put looting, but it was looking. They just took the K for a T.
He's insane, man. He's just totally insane.
Hey, David was just looking inside those windows. Nothing started splattering glass and firing like Mike Myers did in that movie one time.
He sounded so uncomfortable.
Oh, it's
that
the
was
best
horrible.
Thing is, if you've never seen the clip, I'll actually put it on our message board when I get home tonight. If you watch the clip, it's Mike Myers is reading off a script, and then as Kanye West starts, you see Mike Myers do a double take, like, wait, he's not reading what's on the teleprompter.
He should have just launched into Austin Powers right there.
Yeah, baby. You know? But, like, and then he tries to hold it together and tries to do it, and what does Kanye West follow up with? George Bush just doesn't care about black people.
Completely unfounded and crazy.
Well, you know what? I won't go so far as to say unfounded, but definitely crazy. I can understand how a dude might think that at this point. I'm not saying I agree with him.
I don't think he likes anybody but the rich.
Okay, and that's fine, but I wouldn't go so far. What it comes down to is this. 2 weeks ago, Kanye West had an interview with my favorite MTV VJ, Sway. This am Sway. Who, with his big stupid headdress and his no rap credibility, but thinks that he's got the flavor that you could savor. He does this interview, and Kanye West was poignant, awesome, brilliant in this interview. Like, coming out talking about how, like,
yeah, well,
how
is this
rap
the one
music-
who came out and said that rappers and the black community in general are very homophobic?
Yeah, exactly.
And that they have to stop it. Yeah, I had a bunch of respect for him when I heard that. And then he just went crazy.
He was on some PBS show doing some interview, and he sounded the same way. I was like, look at this guy.
I think he caught the Chris Rock disease. The Chris Rock disease of calling out black people on doing something and then having to, like, get his street cred back pretty quick. Like, Chris Rock, after Bring the Pain, caught so much shit for calling out black people. Like, I don't know, everyone's seen Bring the Pain, I'm sure, the first Chris Rock comedy special.
Why don't you do a couple jokes for us?
No, it's okay.
Oh, okay.
But, I don't know, you just have this blank look on your face right now.
I'm listening to you talk.
Okay. And then afterwards, all of a sudden, he became, like, Mr. Black Power after that
he's
for a little
red,
while.
He's right Red Fox of our generation.
You know, but I'm not saying he's not funny now, but it was just, like, right after that, it was like, uh-oh, I did something wrong, you know? Like
I think it's
somebody
damage
made
control.
Yeah, it's damage control, you know? And I think Kanye West did the same thing, like, you know, like... Like, the fact that he has to apologize for calling people out for being homophobic is absolutely ridiculous.
The fact of the matter is, I refuse to believe that what he did during the hurricane special was damage control. Because if you listen to him, if you want to play a couple seconds of that again, listen to him. He's not coherent. He is randomly babbling insanity.
Yeah, this is insane.
Here
we go. We'll do it again.
Yeah, just like take it from like a couple
seconds.
There's
now over 25 feet of water where there was once city streets and thriving neighborhoods.
Oh. I hate the way they betray us and the media. If you see a black family, it says they're looting. See a white family, it says they're looking for food.
Crank.
And you know it's been 5 days because most of the people are black. And
okay, pause it right there for a second, please. He makes a point. He makes a point at the beginning, like, okay, the media is portraying us this way. If it's a white people, they're looking for food. If it's black people, they're looting. Because for 5 days, them looking for food, it's like, wait, dude, you just went from a dude that was making a point to a guy that's randomly using words.
He started off making no sense.
He starts off in the middle of his sentence, I hate the way, like, he's a, he,
let's
like,
check it out
he's
from the
following
top.
A
okay.
comma
now
with his first sentence.
Feet of water,
this is what he starts saying.
No, I understand.
In thriving neighborhoods. I hate the way they portray us in the media.
Black propaganda.
See a black family, it says they're looting. See a white family, it says they're looking for food. And you know it's been 5 days.
It's a country that's not prepared to take care of a task that we should, you know, I mean, we can't prepare for.
I understand that, but the thing is, the first sentence was actually an English sentence. And it actually made sense. He was trying to get a point across. Whether we agree with the point or not is not what I'm saying. But there's a point that he was making. Granted, it sounds like we caught it midway through a paragraph is when he came in.
And then it just kind of rolled into the
brain. Okay, exactly. But he made a sentence. Then after that sentence is when it denigrates to, because it's been 5 days and them, like, it's just like, wait, what's been 5 days, dude? What are you talking about?
You want to go a little ahead more?
I love the little sound he made right before he started talking. He's like, like, that just hit him. It hit him right in the heart, what Mike was saying. He's like, I know what you mean, bro.
I know what you mean, but you're white and I'm not too fond of you right now.
I'm shoveling this extra mouthful of filet mignon in.
Like I said,
why aren't you out there getting the black people some food, bro?
Yeah, go back to it again because, like I
said, it took Austin Powers 3 movies to get Cleopatra Jones in there.
Honestly, did you see Sean Penn out in the boat working it on CNN?
Nah, I didn't watch TV.
He took his own boat out to go pick up refugees and stuff.
Filthy liberals are out there helping.
You know.
Well, how could he not be filthy? That water is all full of sewage.
I got really drunk with him one night.
There's blood
and
feces all over in that water. But please just get me to that sentence right after it. Like, the first sentence I love, get me to that second sentence because it's been 5 days.
Okay. Here we go.
I hate the way they portray us.
It's on the 5 second mark.
Make
a black family. I hate the way they betray us.
Well, we gotta hear that again.
See a black family over 25 feet of water where there was once city streets and thriving neighborhoods. I hate the way they betray us.
We gotta sample that.
We see a black family.
It says they're looting.
I just made $45 million on my
house.
Looking for food, and you know it's been 5 days because most of the people are black. And even for me to complain about, I would be a hypocrite because
you know it's been 5 days because most of the people are black.
Because it's too hard to watch. I've even been.
I think I actually follow him. I think what he's saying is it's taken so long because most of the people are black.
What is the?
They're not rushing to help them.
Okay. I wasn't following it that way.
Yeah, because he's stringing along the whole sentence.
Okay,
those are my people down there. So anybody out there that wants to do anything that we can help. With the setup, the way America is set up to help the poor, the black people, the less well off as slow as possible. I mean, this is Red Cross is doing everything they can. We already realize a lot of the people that could help are at war right now, fighting another way, and they've given them permission to go down and shoot us.
What?
And subtle, but
the looters.
Like, why is
the
Mike Myers?
People were robbing.
Like, Mike Myers was supposed to know that it was his turn. He stops. Like,
this is definitely the quote of the night.
He's like, are you done ranting?
Would you not think
them permission to go down and shoot us?
Would you not think that Mike Myers' response after that whole tire is like, all right, I'm leaving now because I don't know what this crazy man is
like,
talking about?
His eyes just trying to stay open and tears dribbling down because he doesn't even want to blink and have any reaction whatsoever that, like, to this nonsense as this man is spinning out.
I love he just goes right back into his next line, though.
But, okay, like, we got five bastards coming up to eat your belly.
But
you want to get in the belly? The belly of the beast?
The unusual thing about it is, until you explained to me what the breakdown of that line was, because the way he was inflecting, I didn't understand that was a full sentence there. He's turned me around, and I think I'm with him. Me and Kanye West are
but, like,
here's
the thing. Is it lost on him the fact that the people that they were given permission to shoot are the people that are shooting at the rescue workers that are trying to rescue them? Like...
Yeah.
Yeah. They're
apparently so. That is lost on him.
I mean, this is a normal, coherent man we're talking about, but yet.
But in his mind, these people should be shooting because it took them 5 days for them to get down there and take care of them because they're black.
Oh, sorry.
No. Sorry, I missed it. The hurricane special.
Yeah, it's just insanity. Honestly, I want to say I think Kanye is a brilliant man now, and there's really nothing more that I could possibly say about this. I would love to go out of tonight's show with that on a loop.
I actually saw that? Messages posted just when you thought
the
Kanye couldn't
comment?
Be
the
any more brilliant.
Comment?
What?
You want to shoot us on a loop?
No. Could you get two audio players as we're playing out Tulip? Can we just get some Kanye over it at the same time?
You got it.
I'd love to get some of that to end the show.
Can someone send me that clip?
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
But,
I'll IM it right now.
That's that. That's that. And that's about all I've got to say about anything.
Kanye. Is that his real name?
Is Kanye his real name? I have no idea. Sorry, I got a little confused for a second there. I'm scrambling at this point. I'm just scrambling at this point because I'm just lost. I need to hear Kanye as much as I can.
You need to hear Kanye stick it to the man a little bit more.
What's that?
You need to hear him stick it to the man a little bit more.
I want to listen to Kanye West over Bright Eyes singing "The President Talks to God."
I'm sure Bright Eyes will arrange that.
I want to hear Kanye over Chain of Strength. Doing "Has the Edge Gone Dull"?
Hey, did you see that protest in Union Square?
No, I didn't.
There was a big protest.
And I missed it.
There was a protest in Union Square, and these kids were protesting the government's slow reaction, and they started fighting with cops.
They showed that.
Yeah, they're protesting the government's slow reaction while people are still drowning. Like, get on a goddamn bus and go help them.
I want to hear some "Jesus Walks Over When the President Talks to God" by Bright Eyes.
I love. I don't know. I mean, like, I don't want to get all weird and serious for a few minutes here. But it's just like, I mean, like, we're doing this, you know, joking around a little bit. But this whole situation is just really crazy to me. The fact that a city just went underneath the water and disappeared.
Well, that's what I said last week. Like, that New Orleans, like, is a big city and it's just gone. It's underwater. Like, all politics and whatever aside, everything aside, like, New Orleans is underwater.
Yeah, the fact that when you went outside of the Capital One Super Building Dome of America, Bank of America Park, when you went outside of it, you couldn't leave. Like, parts of the stories that I was reading of people flipping out and going crazy because there was doo-doo feces on the wall and blood and everything, the guy just wanted to leave because the people, like, every time he would wake up, people were stealing his stuff because they're normal humans and not animals. And they kept trying to steal his stuff from him, and he just couldn't take it anymore. He's like, you know what, screw this, I'm getting out of here. And I just got to go. And he's like, no, you don't understand, you can't go out of here. And then they take him to where he would be able to see the outside and see that, like, halfway up the Superdome was just water. Like, there was no way to walk out. Like, it's the whole place is just underwater. It's just crazy. The world has got to be coming to an end.
Yeah, that's why
soon,
there was people standing on their rooftops that were like the top floor of their house.
What's that?
New York front row seats to Armageddon.
Ugh.
The top floor of their house was like empty, and they were just like, I'm not going out there. First of all, like, all there is water. All we're doing is, like, trekking to, like, nowhere. God knows where. Nobody's here. The only people that are here are lunatics with guns. Like, I'm not leaving my house. Like, you know, like, it's not a better condition. So there's still people that are in the top floor of their houses at this point. I'm pretty sure they're probably getting most of them out. But, like, here's the thing. Is the water going to start sinking, or is the water just going to stay at that level now because they're below sea level?
No, it'll start sinking. It'll start sinking.
They said they can't pump it out because of the electricity's out around there. Because, like, the Army doesn't have special generators that could do that. But the water's still standing there.
Yeah, they will get it out eventually.
Is there, like, a drain cap someone could pull somewhere?
You would think, right? But actually, because they're below sea level, if you pull the drain cap, the water will go up a little bit.
Actually, wasn't Pump Up the Jam the song that got it all started?
I forgot who said it, but someone suggested that they should build cities like football fields. And, you know, like, and like Yankee Stadium has that great drainage system. So I could go back out. I forgot who said that.
Yogi Berra?
Probably.
Sadly, I've never been to Yankee Stadium, so I wouldn't know anything about their fantastic drainage or anything like that, because I wouldn't go to that den of filth.
Right.
It's not a bad stadium, but I mean, you know what? How about having more than 6 inches in the hallways for people to walk? That's the only complaint I have with Yankee Stadium.
Never been there. Wouldn't know.
It's a nice field.
So they say.
Beautiful field.
A little strange that all the seats are the same color.
I know that they have some sort of monuments in a park in the backyard or something.
There's no class war going on like at Shea Stadium where there's different colored seats.
And at, like, Madison Square Garden, same way.
I haven't been to Madison Square Garden forever.
Shea Stadium was the first person, place I ever saw anyone do drugs.
Keith Hernandez?
No, it was like a guy who looked like... it was a guy who looked like a Be Real smoking a joint.
Okay.
Really, I just knew it didn't smell right.
When I used to go to Met games with my dad in the mid to late 70s, he would bring a binoculars with him no matter where we were sitting to face into the crowd to find the person who was smoking a joint so he can go over to them and talk to him about French tobacco, which is what I was convinced until I was 12 years old was what marijuana was. It was just French tobacco that my dad smoked all the time. Just a little.
It's basically what it was.
You didn't get the cops knocking at your dad's door.
My dad doesn't smoke French tobacco anymore. It just he did when
I was a
youngster.
What's the statute of limitations on that?
On French tobacco, I think if you're in France, it's legal.
Actually, smoking it is no problem, right? It's actually
the possession and distribution that's the problem.
Well, but how can they arrest you if you're under the influence?
Under the influence is a different story. Under the influence, you won't get arrested for being high.
Certain states, you can.
Can you? I thought you could only get arrested for driving while.
No. In certain states, Robert Downey Jr. got arrested for being under the influence of a narcotic.
But wasn't he causing like a ruckus too?
I think he was shooting somebody.
Could you describe the ruckus?
Disturbing the peace or something.
Bring the motherfucking ruckus.
But that is a charge, though. You can't get charged with. I actually saw it on Cops the other day.
I had no idea.
Well, of course you did.
I just had no idea the cops were still on the air.
No, you know what? I hate
just
that
kick
show,
open.
Somebody was watching at my job, and I see them arrest. And the guy's like, this lady's obviously under the influence of heroin, so I'm going to be taking her in.
Hey, what you trying to talk about?
She said, no, I'm...
But wouldn't they just be, like, taking her in and getting her off the streets?
Possibly. Maybe they can't actually charge
her. Unless she had it on her.
Sleep it off.
Just kick over. Walk it off and kick over the child's pool if you can't find a criminal. How come that pool's turned over? Hey, I'm under here. I'm just sleeping. I wasn't doing nothing.
And they always have wife beaters on, or
a bloody wife beater and like a tooth, and they don't know why and how it happened.
It's really unfortunate that shirt has that name to it. You would think that if you were someone that's going to beat a wife, you might think of putting on a regular T-shirt instead. Just a thought.
Because they're onto you otherwise.
Exactly.
Are we,
can I say you've been listening to the Brown Lodge?
I think you can say that.
You've been listening to the Brown Lodge on RadioBBQ.net.
And we hope
Wednesdays.
We hope you'll continue to listen to us for the next couple of minutes.
Oh, we would love that.
While you listen to some Kanye
West. The next
West.
Few shows.
We'll be here in 45 and a half hours.
I hope that I will be. I don't know what's Wednesday. I don't know if I'm going to be working late. But someone will be here in 45 and a half hours.
Yeah, I got a new job. It's either a video or porn. So I don't exactly know.
I wish...
That's Wednesday?
Yeah, I might have something to talk about for Wednesday and Thursday. So.
But you'll actually be here, though.
I don't know. Depending
on
how long
Tuesday.
The shoot is. There you go. ECP is here for Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Tell DJ New Style we don't do a show on Tuesday.
New Style, we don't do a show on Tuesday.
Okay.
But we are the Brown Lodge. It's Chris, 100K, Runa, ECP. And you can catch us every Monday and Wednesday. 8 to whenever, I guess, we feel like stopping. And
what's up next?
We love you all. Is the
Asylum. Tonight will be the Indigo.
Today's Monday.
Indigo Kitchen.
Indigo Chicken, yeah. My delicious with the rosemary.
I'm starving.
And peas and some sort of
indigo
raisins.
Indigo eyes.
There's raisins in there?
I would think there would be raisins in Indigo Chicken, right?
Is that what gives it the purple hue, if you will?
I think it would be more of a brown hue from raisins, wouldn't it? It's like a brown lubricant that it puts all over it.
Ew.
PBL, the brown lube.
Great.
Send us stuff. Send us stuff. Vote in our poll. Let us know what's going on. Website, good. Love you. Friendly. Goodbye.
We love you. We're the Brown Lodge. Rock and roll.
See you.
Later.
Bye, Deja.
Bye. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for sitting with
thank
us,
you.
Sweetheart.
No problem.
You're awesome.
All right.
Stay
see
out of New Orleans.
Now over 25 feet of water where there was once city streets and thriving neighborhoods.
Oh. I hate the way they portray us in the media. If you see a black family, it says they're looting. See a white family, it says they're looking for food. And you know it's been 5 days because most of the people are black. And even for me to complain about, I would be a hypocrite because I've tried to turn away from the teacher TV because it's too hard to watch. I've even been shopping before even giving a donation. So now I'm calling my business manager right now to see what is the biggest amount I can give. And just to imagine if I was down there, and those are my people down there. So anybody out there that wants to do anything that we can help with the setup, the way America is set up to help the poor, the black people, the less well off as slow as possible. I mean, this is Red Cross is doing everything they can. We already realize a lot of the people that could help are at war right now, fighting another way, and they've given them permission to go down and shoot us.
And subtle, but in even many ways more profoundly devastating, is the lasting damage to the survivors' will to rebuild and remain in the area. The destruction of the spirit of the people of southern Louisiana and Mississippi may end up being the most tragic loss of all.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.